97.3 Accra.
There can be no other 97.3. No need to change. Keep it tuned to city. You're number one. Don't look no further. We've got it all covered. City FM.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, my neighbor.
Good morning to life.
Good morning.
Music. Talk. Inspiration. In perspective.
Express yourself. Good morning, my neighbor.
City FM, your station.
It's a refreshing lifestyle.
City FM. Such a powerful story, a powerful testimony. 628, this is City FM. You're listening to the City Breakfast Show, your relevant radio partner. We're so grateful to God for the gift of life. We've seen the end of April. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Lots of people will make an inventory of what they need. Oh, create a list. I need this, that, or the other. But you should also make an inventory of your seed. What is a seed? Something you have been giving to create something else you've been promised. So your life is not just an inventory of your needs, it's also an inventory of your seed. We've seen 4 months. So a third of the year is gone. God has been so good to us. He's blessed us with life and breath and all things. The most important gift is the gift of life. And then there's the breath that comes with the life. And then all things, including food, including clothes, including friends, including money. Let's always put life above things. What can a man give in exchange for his soul? So we make an inventory of our seed. Everything you need is hidden in something else you've been given. So for example, you need money, God gave you time. You can exchange your time to work for others and get money. You need friends, you have time. Time is the universal seed. You can invest that time in healthy relationships and create good friendships. So everything you need is hidden in something you've already been given. It's called the seed principle. And every seed produces after its kind. That's a very important principle. You can only produce that which you've been given, the kind of which you've been given. So what have you been given to create what you want? The raw material for impact is quality service. If you serve people with good quality, excellence, and integrity, you will definitely become great. So make an inventory of your seed and decide whose life you will change positively. So for us, radio is a seed.
Yes, I am here.
We agree with Esther PSC. Business Sense brought to you by ADB, the People's Bank, offering you a variety of personal loans, including top-ups at highly reduced interest rates, longer tenors of up to 6 years, and offer open to non-customers as well. Now be attentive today because there's lots of things happening. Newspaper review, business news, sports, many interviews, lots of questions to be asked between 9 and 10 o'clock. My name is Bernard Avlet. Thank you for staying with us.
This is the City Breakfast Show, the city's biggest conversation.
Join the conversation on the City Breakfast Show on Facebook at facebook.com/city97.3, Twitter at twitter.com/city973, and Instagram at instagram.com/city973 with the hashtag CityCBS.
Lucky Dubé, come together as one. This is not just about race and religion and ethnicity. It's also about your neighborhood. Those in the area, when we are doing something, you don't want to do something. When we are doing clean up, you come. When we are doing clear your gutters, you come. When we are doing kinky party, you come. You have to stop that. Citizenship is not just voting. It's also organizing. It's organizing around causes. It could be just a Saturday morning. We're cleaning the gutters. You know, it's very important to get together. Let's come together as one. Let's be active citizens. The cats and the dogs. If the people in your community have like some bad gutters, no roads, let me give you an idea. Maybe next Sunday afternoon after church, after you eat omutu, move from house to house and say you want to organize a neighborhood association. Yeah, they will insult you. Even if 20% turn up, it's good leadership. Just write a letter and say, oh, you came to the area first, so you want to have meetings with them. They should come to your house. So give them water and discuss. Hey, please, what's your name? Where are you from? Don't wait till funeral or something. You know, you wait, and then somebody that they're going to visit. Don't do that. So let's do things. Let's organize. You know what I'm saying? Come together as one. Total Energies Ghana is proud to be associated with the newspaper review segment. We've won multiple awards, including Petroleum Company of the Year 3 consecutive times. We've retained our membership of the Hall of Fame. And what? Why? Because we deliver quality and innovative products and services to enhance customer experience. With great pride, we dedicate these awards to our valued customers. We're a multi-energy company to deliver excellent and innovative products. Fidelity Bank is also proud to be associated with the newspaper review. With our PAPS, the Pan-African Payment and Settlement System, you can now send money to your loved ones across the continent. Nigeria, Gambia, Liberia, Guinea, Sierra Leone. Believe with us. Fidelity Bank, your proud partner in that regard. So Caleb Kuda is here with Nathan. Nathan has a new haircut.
Yes.
It means he's ready to let the old go and the new to come. Yesterday, I wanted to call you Ras Obodai.
Yes.
You know, in those days when I was in Presec, anybody's name, they add Ras to it. Yeah, Ras Pute. Yeah, Ras Obodai. But today, you are looking clean shaven. And you are wearing your white shirt and your chin.
Yeah, man.
It
yeah.
means, as for May, you face the month of May.
Yeah, but you yeah. don't have a choice.
No, you have to. You know, May is my month.
Yeah.
I think I'm serious. Taking it personal. Tomorrow is family consecration service.
Yeah, man.
I have one prayer topic.
Yes.
My prayer topic is that God should help me so that when I get money, it doesn't go away.
The money will stay small.
That's the true story. I did some work and somebody paid me.
Yes.
The person gave me 6,000 cedis.
Yes.
This is what I'm saying for GRE to hear.
Yes.
On Friday.
Yes.
Today, when I look in the envelope, it's not 400.
From 6,000 to 400.
In 3 days.
Where is X?
Time, bro. 400 cedis.
No, the money fly.
And this is not Friday morning matter. I got the money Friday evening.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So
between Saturday, so Sunday, Saturday, Monday, and
Sunday,
so
Monday.
Money fly.
So, Pastor Wenger, I need a wisdom. To,
yes.
I don't know. Maybe it's my, I don't know what to do.
Bernard, it's not you.
For the money to stay.
It's the demands of the time.
Between 400 cities.
It's crazy.
Is left.
It's crazy.
Some petrol here, something there, this thing there.
It's the time.
And I didn't give anybody 1,000 cities. So
yeah.
I was giving 300, yes. 200, 100.
Mm-hmm. It's the time and season.
When I say the Friday
yes.
was somebody's birthday.
So you also went to
church. So I said, well, let me take somebody out and go and do birthday.
Small boy, big mouth.
When I was there, the light went out 4 times.
Okay.
By the time the bill came, I knew I was paid for the food,
and the
water,
light.
And the lights.
Yes. Charlie, please, oh, we are doing family consecration tomorrow. And I'm there.
We need a grace.
My prayer topic is
oh
divine.
My God.
We have so many newspapers this morning.
Finish.
Nathan, where are we starting from
Let's
today?
Let's start off with the Ghanaian Times. The Ghanaian Times has the NCCE chairperson, Madame Kathleen Adi, saying to people in Ejisu, vote on track records, not inducement.
Okay.
In other stories, 8 million COVID-19 vaccine doses unused in hospitals nationwide. Mm-hmm. That's according to Dr. Emmanuel Adapo. The chief actuary says SNIT financially capable to meet obligations beyond 2036. Mm. And High Court dismisses the Huamekpo law. Okay, LGBTQ. So wait,
let me help you.
Anyway, LGBTQ application. Yeah, sorry, that's on page 3.
It's a mouthful. Daily Guide made it very easy.
Daily Guide made it very simple. Anti-gay bill. Court shoot down NDC. Finish.
It's not long.
No. Youth employment empowerment is my focus, Baomea. And then this is worrying. Wife jailed 6 years for assaulting husband.
Why is it worrying?
Yeah.
Don't they jail a lot of men for assaulting?
Oh no! I mean, the issue is a worrying one. Yeah, he pour hot water on the man because they were struggling. She wanted to use the man's car to go to work. The man said, "Bere." He pour hot water on the man.
So 6 years.
Yeah. So he has been transferred from Tamale to Kolebu, but she has been transferred from the house to the prison with hard labor. But they have two children, Bernard. Well, MPP starts peace talks and Ejusu votes today.
All right, the new finder says 100% local ownership of all new proven natural resource reserves under my presidency. Dr. Baumia is promising here. Mm. Margin CEO is a Ebusian opinion of newly inducted mobile executives.
Congratulations.
Every position. We can pay pensions and survive beyond 2036, SNIT is declaring. And man jailed 7 years as Cocobot intensifies crackdown on smuggling.
Inquisitor, 7 feared dead in gory accident at Dadrini and stop looting. NDC chases Nanado over SML GRA deal. We are on very slippery slope. Charlotte Osei is speaking. Ghana Health Authority to embark on COVID-19 vaccination exercise on May 4. You can never choose your successor, JM to president.
The Chronicle says, I'll use digitization to fight corruption, says Baumia. SML contract is unlawful, the NDC speaking, and the Chronicle has the cocoa board smuggling story also on its front
the
page.
The anchor, Ghana to host annual voodoo festival in Kliko to promote tourism, Benin, Togo, Nigeria, others to participate. NPP to begin door-to-door reconciliatory talks to curtail emergence of independent candidates. NDC edges abrogation of SML GRA contracts and Baumia promises and Ghanaian ownership in mineral resources.
All right, the Daybreak newspaper says, alarm blow over Ridge Safe House sale. Top official of Accra Regional Lands Commission fingered. Other stories, the Daybreak also has, remember the NAPO write-up from yesterday?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they also have it.
Today their owners.
They have installment.
Yes. And then self-imposed chief of Anyasu Anumabo. And Anumabo chief jailed for contempt.
Business analyst, GRA SML deal, individuals involved should be prosecuted. This is NDC. And CD weakens further. Year-to-date depreciation hits 13.35%. And price of LPG per kilogram constitutes 22% of taxes. Help transform the nation. Pentecost University Vice Chancellor charges graduates.
All right, Economy Times, finally from me. Banking sector records 1.6 billion CD profit in first 2 months of 2024. Banking sector NPL deteriorates and pensioners. So while on other front pages, SNIT is assuring pensioners, the Economy Times has captured the pensioners and the paper is saying that they are alarmed.
So you can contrast the two.
Yes, as ILO warns of depleted SNIT reserves by 2030.
The New Independent, we are solidly behind you, Catholic priest tell Allen. Also, Adeyemi tip to win a Ejusu by election as independent candidate and anti-gay bill. Court throws out application to compel Akufo-Addo to act. Friends of Baumia hits the road running with message of hope to Ghanaians.
All right, let's go online, citynewsroom.com. The Okoboy encourages hospitals to use generators. This is the Dumsa story. Also, Bright Simon says SML's minerals contract, an attempt to reintroduce the Ejapa deal. Jampo is talking about free SHS. The structure of free SHS doesn't promote quality education. And Brian Champon says, I'm not a leading candidate to be Baumia's running mate. So he dispels those rumors. Meanwhile, SML themselves say we've plugged revenue leakages and boosted government funds. And then, As we've heard, NDC is also saying government should retrieve monies paid SML and prosecute persons involved. Now, if you go to Major Online, their lead story, Ejusu by election, police will be heavily present to maintain law and order. This is the EC. Why increase contribution rate when you can't manage what is given to you? Nagrat asking it. Angel is wearing a cowboy hat. Angel Kabono. A few more stories. Everyone must show interest in depleting pension funds, according to a pensions expert. And then there are greener pastures in Ghana, according to Professor Usu Dabo, is the Pro-VC of KNUST. And of course, Ejusu by election, Dr. Asa Asante says manipulation of electorate will take place the night before the polls. So let's all be careful. Star FM lead story, JNAPS calls for urgent subsidy of BEC charges for private schools. And then NDC accuses Akufo-Addo of attempting to cover up the corruption in KPMG report on SML deal. And they also demand retrieval of monies from same. Class FM lead story. Glovo abandons Ghana project over profitability. Mm-hmm. We need to talk about this,
yeah,
you know.
We will.
And then Akufo-Addo leads calls to double IDA funding at Nairobi summit. And Azuma returns to the ring on May 4. Mm-hmm. Guess who is his opponent?
Shad,
so the Shad EU ambassador Zali to Ghana is a boxing fan.
Yeah.
And he and Azuma are going to box to promote good education, good health, good fishing.
So
it's very, very interesting story.
Ichiro Azali has been training at the Transport Emporium.
I asked him, bro, Azuma, he's old, but he can't even finish you. It's a friendly fight. Azuma,
he just said, go back home.
We don't know. So we have to, Charlie, we have to the IGP to go and pat out. You know, once a champion, always a champion. Let's get into the details of the stories.
Okay, let's start off with the new finder. I think it's important we start off with Snit.
Yeah.
So that's been dominating a lot of the conversations on the low.
Yeah.
Now, a story is written by Isaac Adu in Accra, and it says, the Social Security and National Insurance Trust, SNIT, says the scheme will be able to pay pensions and meet its financial obligations beyond 2036.
Mm-hmm.
The trust, at a press briefing to clarify what it described as inaccurate reports of a near collapse of the scheme by 2036, said the study by the International Labour Organization projecting a complete depletion of SNIT's reserves by 2036 was only a prediction. Chief Actuary at SNIT, Mr. Joseph Poku, explained that the ILO study, which is carried out every 3 years as required by law, gave an overview of the scheme's status, assets and liabilities, and provided management of the trust with ideas on measures to take to ensure the sustainability of the scheme.
So basically, they're saying that if we don't, if contribution rates don't increase the scheme. Meanwhile, still on pensions. Labour Ministry to meet Tewu today over tier 2 pensions. So sometimes the delay of government in even paying these monies reduces the confidence of workers in, in their pensions. Now, the Ministry of Employment and Labour Relations, this is City Newsroom, by the way, is scheduled to hold a discussions with the leadership of the Teachers and Educational Workers Union, Tewu, of TUC, today over tier 2 pension arrears owed to members of the union. Now, union had previously set an April deadline for the government to resolve all outstanding payments owed its members concerning SNIT and Tier 2 pension contributions, which have reportedly been overdue since June last year. Now, in interview with City News, King James Azotiba, General Secretary of the Union, expressed deep concern over the situation, describing the delay as unfortunate. So, there's a meeting today. Hopefully, it will resolve those matters. I don't know if you have anything else on pensions.
It's the same angle in Daily Guide.
But so there was another headline you read where workers said they were concerned about the ILO report, which SNIT has responded to.
Yes, so this is on the front page of the Economic Times. So they are saying the ILO, of course, so they are looking
at the original report.
Yes, the original report.
All right. Now, I think we should talk about health. A couple of stories that came up yesterday.
More online than in the papers.
Yes, so I'll give you two online stories on citynewsroom.com. Dr. Okoboy says over 40 facilities have been completed under this government. Dr. Bernard Okoboy, a minister designate for health, has revealed that over 40 health facilities have been completed as part of efforts to enhance healthcare delivery in Ghana. These facilities include polyclinics, district centers, specialized units, and CHIPS compounds, separate from the government agenda 111 projects aimed at constructing new hospitals. Now, during a recent visit to the Kolebu Teaching Hospital, Dr. Okoboy highlighted the importance of showcasing completed projects as a source of inspiration for future efforts. So this is story number one. Story number two, the same Okoboy is asking hospitals to use generators if their power is off. Why? Because City Newsroom did a story from Kolebu Teaching Hospital that surgeries have been cancelled due to doom. So let me read that story by Feguho. It says several critical surgeries scheduled for Monday, April 29 at the Kolebu Teaching Hospital have been called off due to intermittent power outages. Tumor patients taken to the surgical theater were returned to the wards when doctors realized the power situation was unreliable. These are critical cases and we can't afford to risk people's lives, a doctor told City News' Fred Duho on condition of anonymity. Dysfunctional lifts left many patients stranded on the floors for over an hour. According to sources, the generators are also not working, or some generators are not working, leaving doctors exasperated. A patient who spoke to City News said, "This is the second time my surgery has been cancelled. The first was because the oxygen machine wasn't working. Today is due to power fluctuations. I'm really scared, but what can I do? I leave everything to God." Now, on the basis of this, the Minister for Health, I think, was interviewed, and he's now encouraging hospitals to use generators. Now, the Minister designate, Dr. Okoboy, is urging health facilities to utilize alternative power sources, particularly generator sets, amid the recent erratic power supply. This follows calls for the exemption of health facilities from the ongoing intermittent power cuts, citing its detrimental effects on healthcare delivery. Now, the other question is, how are they mobile? How are they organizing the power cuts? Are hospitals on separate transformers? Is the ECG and Grico able to, the word is ring fence these facilities? Same with Ghana Water Facilities. Or play all. Now, addressing the media during a working visit to the Kolebu Teaching Hospital, Dr. Okoboy refuted claims of disregard for the health sector who's and urged the public to discuss the issues without sentiment. So those are the health stories from
Just a final plug into the health stories. Dr. Adepa Adapo,
happened to be my prep prefect when I was in secondary school.
Yes, he's the senior medical officer at the Greater Accra Regional Hospital. He's saying
yeah.
that about 8 million doses of COVID-19 vaccines remain unused
Why?
In various health facilities across the country.
Yeah.
Now, while an estimated 15 million of the population have received at least one dose of the vaccine, 11.8 million people are so far fully vaccinated, with 6 million persons taking a booster shot. Now, according to Dr. Adipa Adapo, despite COVID-19 being declared no longer a public health emergency concern, the country was still recording infections.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was important that people should get, you know, vaccinated. Mm. But this is the backdrop. We have 8 million doses of vaccines unused.
This is serious now. Caleb.
Bernard, I bring you to the Daily Guide now. Ejusu is voting today.
Yeah.
After weeks of strenuous campaign by various aspirants, the Ejusu constituency by election is set to take place today. The unfortunate demise of former Ejusu constituency MP John Kuma paved the way for the election. In all, six candidates are taking part in the crunch election, which should be supervised by the Electoral Commission in the Ashanti region under tight security. The aspirants are Kwabena Boateng of the New Patriotic Party, Esther Osei, Convention People's Party, Beatrice Boache, Liberal Party of Ghana, LPG. The rest are Kwabena Osuediomi, independent candidate, Fredia Ajeman Joseph, who I happen to know. He's an independent candidate. He was an elder when my dad was in that part of town. Yes,
okay.
And then Joseph Atakra is an independent candidate. So, but it's a two-horse race. Even though there are six contestants, the race is between Kwabena Boateng and Owusu Eduemi. So, by close of day today, we'll get to know who would win Ejusu. But we understand security is tight, and the EC says it is ready. So let's see how it goes
this
today.
Talking about the anti-gay
bill. That's right. The court has shut down the NDC. Gabriel Abdul Razak is writing that the High Court in Accra yesterday dismissed a motion seeking to compel President Akufo-Addo to receive the anti-LGBTQ plus bill passed by Parliament within 7 days. The mandamus application filed by Member of Parliament for South Dai, Nelson Roxen Dapamakpo, essentially sought to speed up the process of passing the bill into a law, regardless of the President insisting that no action would be taken on it until a case challenging the bill at the Supreme Court. You jump to some quotes, and Sylvia Adisha, a chief state attorney, opposed the application yesterday and argued that the court did not have the power to compel neither parliament to send a bill to the president, nor did it have the power to compel the president to assent to it. We understand from the lawyers of the member of parliament that they will likely seek an appeal, so we are looking forward to how it all pans.
That's right. SML is in the news. NDC says retrieve monies paid SML, prosecute persons involved. This is the National Democratic Congress calling on Akufo-Addo Bawumia government to take immediate steps to retrieve all monies paid to the Petroleum Revenue Assurance Firm Strategic Mobilization Limited, SML. Now, following the submission of the audit report, a press statement following it, the NDC has held a Moment of Truth series program. Sami Jefi, National Communication Officer of the NDC, demanded the immediate publication of the full KPMG investigative report on the SML matter. They are also saying their demands are hinged on suspicions that there is more to the report than what has been put out by the presidency. The party contends that the government decision to allow SML to continue with its activities under contracts which did not receive initial approval from Public Procurement Authority, the GRA Board, nor Parliament, in line with the Public Financial Management Act, is a confirmation that the government is trying to cover up this damning and sleazy SML scheme, he said, among other things. So he's asking the president to publish the full report, retrieve monies paid to SML, and prosecute officials found.
But there was an interesting story yesterday on CNR. The cost of charcoal is increasing, so people in Tamale are deferring. They are moving from LPG to more charcoal, even though the cost of charcoal itself has increased. But in the Business Analyst this morning, we are told CD has weakened, but the story that's more closely related to what I'm talking about is the price of LPG per kilogram constitutes 22% of taxes.
Wow.
And so about 22% of the price Ghanaians pay per kilo for liquefied petroleum gas is taxes. That's what the LPG Marketers Association are revealing. According to its Vice President Gabriel Kumi, this is preventing many Ghanaian consumers from consuming LPG. Quote, I'm sure you have been following the LPG Marketing Company Association activities. For the past 7 years, consistently and persistently, we have called on the government to remove the taxes on LPG because we believe it doesn't make any sense to put taxes on LPG. LPG. This is a product countries like Cote d'Ivoire are subsidizing to the tune of 20% or 25%. And in fact, when I spoke to a colleague a few weeks ago, he couldn't believe LPG is expensive in Ghana.
Now,
so,
stay with that paper. CD is getting...
CD is weakening.
Yeah. We are told it's getting close to 14 CDs to the dollar.
It's 13.35% now. The Ghana CD weakening...
Not percent.
No, it's hitting, so in terms of year-to-date depreciation, it's hitting 13.35%. So the Ghana cedi weakened further against the US dollar and other major foreign currencies as corporate demand soared. Its year-to-date loss to the American greenback hit 13.35% as of April 29, 2024. Mm. It is presently being quoted at an average of 14.20 Ghana cedis to a dollar at the Forex Bureau. The local currency also lost major ground against the euro and pound respectively. Last week, the central bank sold $13 million in the spot market, though it could not keep the local unit afloat as the CD ended the week shedding 0.90% week on week to the greenback on the retail market.
Now, you said there was a story about some woman being jailed
for pouring
something.
Oh, hot water on the husband.
That is not a funny story at all. This is
Daily Guide. So, story is on page number 6. The lady is a nurse. Tamale High Court has sentenced Zainab Muhammad Ali, 28, a nurse at the Tamale Teaching Hospital Emergency Burns Unit Red Zone, to 6 years imprisonment with hard labor for assault. The mother of two poured hot water on her husband, Ryan Yusuf, 42, a civil engineer, resulting in the man sustaining severe injuries over a misunderstanding between the couple when the husband refused to grant her access to drive his vehicle to work. The convict was arrested and charged with causing harm contrary to Section 69 of the Criminal and Other Offences Act. She was arraigned before the Tamale High Court, presided over by Justice Eric Ankuma, where she pleaded not guilty at the beginning of the case. But the court, at the end of the trial, found her guilty of the charge, convicted and sentenced her to 6 years imprisonment with hard labour. The victim, who was on admission at the Tamale Teaching Hospital, has since been transferred to the Kolebu Teaching Hospital for further treatment.
Nathan, let's jump back to you.
Yes, the finder, just staying with criminal matters or matters of the law. Man jailed 7 years as cocoa board intensifies crackdown on smuggling. Now, the suspect or the man at the center of this court, Kingsley Koto, he's a 38-year-old electrician, and he was sentenced to 7 years in prison for attempting to smuggle cocoa beans to Togo.
Wow.
Now, the story is saying that the anti-cocoa smuggling task force task force was taking or undertaking routine checks at the Atimpoku Hohoi Highway, and they, you know, stopped to check this vehicle, and then they found 10 bags of dried cocoa beans, concealed rubber bags, and sacks.
Now, there's a story that I think will interest a lot of you. Glovo abandons Ghana project over profitability. I'm reading the story from Class FM. It says, in a communique addressed to a certain Richmond, which appears to be an individual in the delivery service, Glovo has announced it has made the decision to close their Ghana operations by May 10. The letter specified the closure will take place at 10 p.m. on the date indicated. Now, the decision, Glovo explained, is based on a reassessment of their investment priorities as they focus on their resources on the other 23 countries where Glovo operates. This will allow us to better serve the millions of users that the Glovo app, that use the Glovo app every day. We need to talk about this because it appears that, you know, the business environment is tough.
Yeah.
And there's also a certain assumption by investors about doing business in Africa and the kind of returns to get.
Yeah.
It also means that we Ghanaians must invest in sectors like this, right? Because it's a very important sector, the food delivery, transportation, logistics sector, right?
Like the broader e-commerce space.
I'm telling you. So this is a story that has come up, and I'm sure it will be discussed as the day goes on.
A fuel tanker exploded on the Kumasi Accra Highway. Want to end with. A fuel tanker exploded on the Kumasi Accra Highway on Monday, April 29. Firefighters from Sum Fire Station, under the leadership of STNO2 Dawa Prince Ofobi, quickly responded to the incident involving a man diesel fuel tanker registered under GS534318. Upon receiving a distress call, it took the firefighters only a few minutes to control the situation. Despite a extensive damage to the tanker's head and its contents. The quick action of the crew prevented the catastrophic explosion to the tanker.
We also told there was an accident with some people.
The seven dead, yes. It happened on Sunday. Yes. Seven persons have perished while 14 are in critical condition following a crash that occurred on Sunday, April 28, at Dadring, a suburb in the Adansi North District of the Ashanti region. The incident involved Toyota Hayes commercial vehicle with registration number AS288919 from Dunkwa.
Thank you very much, Caleb. Thank you very much, Nathan. City Business News is next.
This is the City Breakfast Show, the city's biggest conversation.
7 o'clock, City Business News brought to you by Access Bank, MTN, and Goyle. Need Latte Latte has the details. Good morning.
Good morning, Bernard. Hello and welcome to the breakfast edition of City Business News, proudly brought to you by MTN, Goyle, and Access Bank. Coming up this morning, companies defaulting in the payment of annual returns to now pay 1,000 Ghana cedi as updated applied penalty by Office of the Registrar of Companies begins tomorrow. Plus, SML fights back claims that its revenue assurance contract with JRA led to significant revenue losses to the state. My name is Ni Lati Lati. Many thanks indeed for joining us. Now, effective May 1, companies that fail to file or file their annual returns late will now pay 1,000 Ghana cedis, up from the 650 Ghana cedis as applied penalty. This, the office note, will serve as a deterrent to companies in accordance with Section 126 of the Companies Act 2019, Act 992, which requires every company to file its annual returns at least once a year or 13 months after incorporation. A statement issued by the Office of the Registrar of Companies on Monday explained that filing of annual return is compulsory for every incorporated company in Ghana, whether it is operational or not, and it must be attested to by a director or secretary of the company and submitted to the Office of the Registrar of Companies together with audited financial statements for the year. However, from May 1, 2024, the office will be charging an updated penalty of 350 Ghana cedis more on companies in default for every month the default continues. The office also noted that the payment of the 1,000 Ghana cedis is in no way aimed at crippling companies in Ghana, but to serve as a deterrence to recalcitrant companies who are operating in the country without due compliance with the Companies Act 2019, Act 992. Now, away from that and revenue and assurance audit firm Strategic Mobilization Limited, SML, continues to argue that its contract with the Ghana Revenue Authority, JRA, plagued revenue leakages for the country. The comments come in the wake of government agreeing with auditing firm KPMG to discontinue a revenue mobilization transaction between JRA and SML after a comprehensive investigation into the contract revealed that JRA was shortchanged. Speaking on CCTV's current affairs program, The Point of View with Bernard Avle, the director of support services for SML, Ya Sewa Sapone, maintained that its operations with JRA resulted in increased revenue for the government.
When we came since 2020 May, we have aligned the data.
I see. So you're saying that the gap between the blue and the green was what was there before you came? Leakage. And the fact that the two lines are hugging each other shows that you reduced that gap.
We've reduced that gap.
I see.
The first data that I show you,
yeah,
the gap, the 3.2 billion liters, that was the money that didn't come to government.
Yeah.
It translates into revenue of 4.6 billion Ghana cedis.
Because this is just volume of fuel. You haven't multiplied that by?
Yes.
I see.
When we came, May 2020, we were piloting.
Mm-hmm.
What happened was that the lifting volume was 406,379,657. Now, we were just piloting. Let's look at the Tazabo volume. It just shot from the 240 average taxable volume to 397,846,713.
You heard the Director of Support Services for Strategic Mobilization Limited, Yasewa Sapon, speaking to Bernard Avler on The Point of View on City TV. Now, contributors to the Social Security and National Insurance Trust NIT may have to prepare to pay more for their contributions, as previous reports by the International Labour Organization, ILO, have recommended that SNIT increases the contribution rates of its members to ensure sustainability. This is to address the concerns raised by the ILO Actuarial Valuation Report. Chief Actuary of SNIT, Yao Joseph Pokurada, says although it was a welcoming suggestion, SNIT must adhere to lay down procedures before it can enforce any new increase beyond the current 18.5% of workers' pay from their basic salary.
What has run through all these reports is the need for increase in contribution rates. Now, let me mention that it doesn't come easy to increase contribution rates. It means the law has to be changed. We need to engage stakeholders. We have the employers, we have workers in one, as a group. We have our regulator, and then even parliament and government. The contribution that you and I make into the scheme is not enough to pay for the benefits you are going to enjoy in the future. It's not. It has never been enough. That is how the scheme has been designed. It has been designed such that there is always a gap, which the technical people call that funding gap. So all the monies that you bring in, and we place them on investments, so the excess, we use them to pay the benefits. If there are excess left, we invest the money and bring the returns to make sure that we pay the contributions and we pay the benefits when they are due. They are not enough.
Joseph Poku is the Chief Actuary at the Social Security and National Insurance Trust, SNIT. Meanwhile, pensions analyst Mashood Abdullah is urging the new leadership of SNIT to prioritize commitment in shoring up pension contributions. Executive Director of the Africa Center for Retirement Research says the new Director General of SNIT, Kojo Bosumpem Osafumafo, must particularly implement initiatives that will increase the number of contributors onto the scheme.
I expect the new leadership to really focus their attention on improving the reserve situation. And in improving the reserve situation, all the factors that I've mentioned, they need to work on that. They need to work on their investment performance. They need to work on the dependency ratio. Contributor population, they need to find a way of improving or increasing the number of contributors into the same scheme. We have heard of the seed. You know, so much is being spent in that direction. But the key thing is that if you have registered 66,000 or 600,000, now we don't even know which one is the correct figure, and only 5% of them are contributing into the scheme, when you are spending so much, I'm not sure it's worth it. I'm sure there will be time when we need to evaluate the seed program. With respect to how much is spent into the program, how many are contributing into the scheme. We are not looking at how many you have registered, but we are looking at how many have been registered and are contributing into the scheme.
Mashood Abdullah is a pensions analyst and executive director for the Africa Center for Retirement Research. Now, away from that, and the government's quest to ensure that 50% of Ghanaians consume LPG by 2030 will not materialize if pragmatic steps are not taken to avert the continuous introduction of taxes on the product. That's the fear of the Chamber of Petroleum Consumers Ghana, COPEC. The soaring cost of LPG in Ghana has become a critical issue marked by a substantial increase in prices in recent times. COPEC is thus reiterating calls for government to address the pressing concerns regarding LPG prices and implement measures to stabilize the prices of the product. The chamber explains that this is crucial for increasing consumption rates. Duncan Amwa is Executive Secretary of COPEC.
There's quite an issue with LPG pricing in Ghana, as also indicated in a similar report, happens to be one of the highest on the continent in view of how much taxes we have added to these product prices. We agree with the LPG marketers to a large extent that the taxes would need to be looked at again. We would need to make LPG prices affordable and pocket-friendly. The taxes don't make them seem such, and it is not surprising that consumption patterns have been declining over the past 4 or 5 years, from initial 24-25%, we are right now hovering around 18%. It doesn't serve too well for what the government's own agenda is, where the government is expecting an LPG penetration of 50% by 2030. If we make the prices beyond people's pockets, hovering around 14 cedis a kilogram, we are simply asking people to use alternate fuel source, which is charcoal and firewood, and that is not good.
Duncan Amoa is Executive Secretary of the Chamber of Petroleum Consumers Ghana. On the interbank foreign exchange market, where banks trade amongst themselves, the dollar gained 4 pesos, selling at 13 cedis 25 pesos. The British pound is selling at 16 cedis 62 pesos, it gained 6 pesos. The euro is selling at 14 cedis 20 pesos after gaining 9 pesos. However, at some forex bureaus in the capital, the dollar is selling at 13 cedis 70 pesos, while the British pound could be sold to you at 16 cedis 70 pesos, that of the euro going for 14 cedis 60 pesos. And that's it for the breakfast edition of City Business News, proudly brought to you by MTN, Goyle and Access Bank. Join us at 1 p.m. for the afternoon's edition of City Business News, and later at 8:50 p.m. on City TV for CNR Business. But for now, you can visit citynewsroom.com/business for more on our top stories. My name is Ni Lati Lati. Many thanks indeed for your company, and do have a good business day.
This is the City Breakfast Show, the city's biggest conversation.
It's another one. 30 minutes past 7. City Business News brought to you by Access Bank. Call us on 0800-004400. Visit our website, ghana.accessbank.plc.com. Actually, ghana.accessbankplc.com. For all your cross-border payments, you do me bad, then you know. Benefit from our instant payments through the PAPS across Nigeria, Liberia, Gambia, Guinea, and Sierra Leone. With zero foreign exchange hassle. Access Bank, more than banking. Segment brought to you by Goyle. We have some ultra-modding liquefied petroleum auto gas service stations across the country. Visit us in Kumasi, Takoradi, Cape Coast, and Accra. All over the country, we are delivering the safest and most affordable gas at your convenience. Kickoff is next with Gabby Ofe. Are you ready to power your finance and unlock your path to prosperity? The Lesheho fixed deposit solution is your best option. Lesheho, you are not just investing, you are making your money work harder for you. Don't settle for average returns. Join the investment revolution with our fixed deposit solution. Take charge of your financial culture. Call 027-004-0799 or WhatsApp 027-004-0733. Lesheho, let's improve life. Kick off also brought to you by Zonda, your one-stop shop for quality trucks like Shantui bulldozers, excavators, graders, payloaders, rollers, and more. We also have TX trucks, power pickups, and oil tanks made and assembled in Ghana. And we have top-notch after-sales support for your heavy and light-duty trucks. We are off the Tema Flower Road, close to the Free Zones Enclave. Call 0501-772-222 or 0501-773-333. Zonda, built in Ghana, building Ghana. And of course, Shell Fuels with Dynaflex Tech are most advanced, designed to prevent deposit buildup and keep your engine clean and protected. They're also designed to help save fuel and get extra kilometers from each tank fill, so you can do more in your day. Drive into a Shell station today and fuel up your car with Shell Fuels designed for engine efficiency. Go well.
Alright, it's Tuesday morning. Welcome aboard. My name is Gabby Ofe, and I've got the very latest in the world of sports this morning on kickoff on the City Breakfast Show. We're on the wings of Shell, Lachelle, and Zonda GH. In the headlines, the UEFA Champions League is back with a bang in the semi-finals, the first semis, and we'll build up to Tonight's clash at the Allianz Arena Plus 1x4. Our Dreams FC were gassed to play our Exodus after exiting in the semis of the CAF Comfort Cup. We'll get to hear from Abdul Karim Zito, who is the head coach. All of that plus some tennis coming up in a bit. Alright, and we start off from the camp of Dreams FC, where Abdul Karim Zito says he remains unfazed by the prospect of key players leaving Dreams FC after their commendable performance in the CAF Confederation Cup. Now, despite the exit from the competition following a loss to Zamalek in the semi-finals at the Babayaro Sports Stadium, Zito expressed confidence in the team's ability to cope with any potential departures. Now, may reports linking players such as Abdulaziz Issa to Dutch outfit Sparta Rotterdam, as Zito emphasized that Dreams FC would welcome offers from other clubs.
Well, we have our concept. Seriously, we developed this young one and then let them go to also change their lives with their family. So we have the breeding team. We have in God we trust, and we have still believe. And for here, we have about 6 players who have been with me with still believe, and they are here. So the consistency is there. So even when we were to play our first match, Collins Bua has to leave the following day. I said, you should go. He said, coach, I want to play. I said, no, go and find your future somewhere and leave us to also fight for Africa, fight for our life in Africa. So I don't have problem because the same syllabus, we give it from the coast to the Division 1 and then to there. So when you just come to play with Dreams from still believe, you don't find it any difficulty because the same section we take and the same thing. So to me, I am even praying at the end of the day, about 10 of them should go. Then we start building again. Because what do I have if I don't sell them? I should sell them to also get my percentage. I also want to make money myself. So me, I'll be very happy if at the end of the day, about 10, all of them should go. Then we'll build another team.
All right, so that's Abdul Karim Zito, head coach for Dreams FC, speaking there. Now let's head to the Lagon Stadium, and Dr. Bala Bello Bitugu is the director of sports at the University of Ghana. He's advocating for the transfer of ownership of the University of Ghana Stadium and the rugby field to the school. Now those facilities, along with others, receive renovations from the government in preparation for the African Games hosted in March. Now Dr. Bitugu has said that research indicates educational institutions are more adept at managing sports facilities, and expresses confidence in that their department can enhance the administration.
Yes, I think it should be handed to the University of Ghana for two basic reasons. Research, literature, evidence have shown all over the world that the best maintained sports facilities, especially in this part of our world, are best controlled and managed when they are under an educational institution. And here we have University of Ghana, not just any institution, but University of Ghana. Two, the expertise are there. Three, we have seen examples of facilities under other units and sections and departments. We have seen what has happened. And with us, with the little that we have or had, we were able to manage and contain them.
All right, so that's Dr. Bella Bello Bitugu. He's the director of sports at the University of Ghana, speaking to City Sports. In the Ghana Premier League, yesterday's match between Nsoatreman and Bofokwatano ended in a goalless draw. The outcome leaves Nsoatreman with 42 points, trailing Samatex by 10 points, who are top of the table. For Bofokwatano, they find themselves close to the relegation zone, with just 1 point separating them and the red zone, having accumulated 32 points so far. Well, also in the championship, Ghana's Abdul Fattah Issaku registered his 20th goal involvement of the season as Leicester City beat Preston North End last night in the English championship. The winger recorded an assist in the 3-0 win for the Foxes on the road as they sealed the championship title with a game to spare. And with his assist against Preston, the Ghanaian has now been directly involved in 20 goals in the championship, scoring 7 and providing 13 assists for Leicester City. In the MTN FA Cup, the semi-final stage will be determined on the Thursday, May 2, following Dreams FC and Soccer Intellectuals FC outstanding quarter-final match, and the two teams Their game was rescheduled because of Dreams FC's CAF Confederations Cup commitment. So they'll now play that match later on Thursday at the Theatre of Dreams. Yes, so looking to progress to the semi-finals of the MTN FA Cup. Now let's get to this. And so it's the UEFA Champions League, and have induced English hopes of Champions League stardom, German giants Bayern Munich and Spanish titans Real Madrid clashing in the first leg of a mouth-watering semi-final at the Allianz Arena later tonight. Thomas Tuchel's troops navigated their way past Arsenal in the last eight, while 14-time winners of Europe's Premier Tournament eliminated holders Manchester City in a nerve-jangling penalty shootout. We are from Carlo Ancelotti ahead of tonight's tie.
Well, all that belongs to the past, of course, are nice memories. Another stage, another history, different. It's the first leg of the semi-final. We're confident, obviously, thinking of playing against a big team with lots of qualities, individual players, strong individual players. So, as usual, we are happy to be here because I think only not many thought that I could be here. We managed to qualify with a lot of hard work and commitment, so we're very happy. And after, as I said, we need to focus.
All right, so that's Madrid coach Carlo Ancelotti speaking through an interpreter ahead of tonight's tie against Bayern Munich. Now let's hear from Bayern boss Thomas Tuchel on meeting Carlo Ancelotti.
Well, if it's about the experiences, that I don't have a chance against Carlo. He's a legend. What Carlo has achieved for football, not only as a coach, but also as a player, that's the highest level. And at the same time, he's always so polite, so modest, humble. When I met him, when I was a newbie in the Champions League, and I've encountered him, very polite, very humble man. It's extraordinary, and you can't value it high enough. And he's now winning again the La Liga and another semi-final of the Champions League. But we play against Real Madrid, we play against the experience, we play against the shirt, against the myth. But our approach will be very contentful.
Right, so all is set for tonight at the Allianz Arena is Bayern Munich taking on Madrid in the first semis of the UEFA Champions League. Now, let's wrap up with tennis, and Britain's Cameron Norrie is out of the Madrid Masters after a third round defeat to Casper Ruud, while Rafael Nadal survived a scare to win a 3-hour epic against Pedro Cachin. Now, Norrie's Ruud cruised to an opening 6-2 set success in just 31 minutes, breaking Norrie three times as the Brit struggled to deal with the power he was facing. Ruud will face Canada's Felix Auger-Aliassime in the last 16 stage, while Nadal will face Czech Republic's Jiří Leščenko in the Madrid Masters. And that's it for today. For more sports stories, you can head to citysportsonline.com, and on next City Sports GH. Kickoff was proudly brought to you by Shell, La Shell, and Zonda GH. Back later at 5 p.m. with Sports Flash. My name is Gabby Offer. Enjoy the rest of your day. Do take care of yourself, and bye-bye.
This is the City Breakfast Show. The city's biggest conversation. The City Breakfast Show. Rise above the noise.
Unleashing the power of relevant radio. This is City 97.3.
Yanawulu. Alessiwa.
City 97.3.
Put your hand on your chest and declare this upon your life. Unless you are. Look at your neighbor. Chikama got your phone.
Chikama got your phone.
We have an assurance.
Yes,
now. Yanamunu. Through your life tonight, the Lord wants to take it for you. Come on.
Yeah. 7:36 City Breakfast Show, and this is the Bethel Revival Choir. Few happy birthdays coming through quickly. Happy birthday to our first fruit, Jesse Bubuneche. Turns 12 years today. We pray for the continual protection and guidance of the Most High upon your life. May you fulfill his divine mandate on earth. We love you from all the family. Jesse Bubuneche, you are 12 years old today. Multiple greetings coming in to Efri Owari, CEO of Axis Pensions Trust. Your commitment to excellence and your ability to motivate and inspire is truly commendable. This is from Ferdinand and the entire staff of Axis Pension. Also coming from your man, Nicholas Kofi, a.k.a. Pocho. And I want to join myself to this birthday. Really great gentleman, Efri Owari, CEO of Axis Pensions Trust. Happy birthday to Egbenya Alexis Kemi, a brother of John Paul Egbenya of City TV. God bless you. Happy 50th to Mensah Youngson from your wife, Perpetua Youngson, and the kids. And to Amwakumata Kingsley. Happy birthday to you.
All right, this one says, happy first birthday to Ian Okatechi Ajenim Boating. Our prayer for you today is for God to watch over you jealously, and may he perfect his will in your life, from your dad Isaac, your mom Gloria, and the entire family.
Also the birthday of Rosetta Mami Okua Dazzy Anderson, regular listener of the City Breakfast Show. Happy birthday to you. And to my good friend Daryl Mauto Abraham, aka Yellow. Happy birthday to you. And after a sound sleep as the day breaks into a busy morning, you need something to get you going. Introducing the new morning break biscuits from NutriSnacks. The morning biscuit that is a great combination of wholeness and taste. A unique blend of oats, fiber, grains with a crispy bite and so tasty flavor. Carefully crafted to invigorate your mornings. It's only one Ghana cedi. Have a great start to your mornings with the new morning break biscuits from NutriSnacks. Meanwhile, the Samsung Blue Tag sale is back by popular demand. Score discounts when you spot the Blue Tag in authorized Samsung stores. Find the Blue Tag and instantly save 300 CDs on the Galaxy A25 or the Galaxy A35 or the Galaxy A55 smartphone. There are huge discounts on the Galaxy A05 and the Galaxy A15 as well. Just find the Blue Tag. Visit your nearest Samsung authorized store from 29th April to 17th May and save big. And join the Purple Experience to explore the future of banking, which comes with the First Atlantic Bank, the digital bank of the year. With their awesome digital banking platforms, the First Atlantic Bank gives you a new digital world experience. Download the First Atlantic Bank mobile app from the Google Play Store or dial *442# for your bank transactions. Also available are the First Digital Bank Internet Banking or First Atlantic Bank Internet Banking, our Corporate Pay, DigiPay, and more. First Atlantic Bank, refreshingly different.
Now, if you are trying to find a vehicle to buy, the VW Tiguan Allspace is your choice. Save an extra 30,000 when you purchase that vehicle. Take advantage now. Drive Ghana. Drive Volkswagen. T's and C's apply. Contact VW Ghana today on 0257956688.
88. Now, there are 259 unique stories that are born every minute, and these stories include yours. And every experience you have helps to shape your stories into exciting adventures. We are inspired by them all, and your story has just begun. We invite you to write yours with us. Your story matters. Absa Bank. And since you are doing birthday, just a quick one. A happy birthday to Mrs. Victoria Ado of Tantra Hill and Mrs. Evelyn Techimensa of Sakumono. They are all part of the Smoga 74. The princesses, they are called. So happy birthday to them. And the message is coming from their fellow princesses, wonderful, the members of Smoga 74.
First it was fragrant, then it turned to fire. Oh my God. The studio is the General Superintendent of the Assemblies of God Church, Ghana. Reverend Dr. Steve Yenusom Wengam. Always great to have you on the show. Good morning, Osofo.
Good morning, Apostle Ben. I choose to call you Apostle Ben.
You came at the right time today.
Wow.
I'm telling you, I'm need inspiration. We need divine encounter.
Wow, it is well. The Lord will grant it.
How are you doing? How have you been doing it?
Well, Ben, if there was any time I understood what grace was, this is the time.
Wow.
Indeed, when Paul said that we are what we are and we achieve nothing but by God's grace, yeah, I've come to appreciate that.
Wonderful.
The enormity of the work and all that, you can only conclude that it is grace that enables us to do what we do. Wonderful. Thanks for the support, CDFM.
Thank you for being here. Also want to acknowledge Maoli Chikata, Pastor Maoli Chikata, who's been sitting in, holding the fort, manning the ship.
It's been phenomenal.
I'm telling you, Pastor Maoli, it's good to have you on the show.
Thank you.
A man of many parts. I can say he's a regular host.
That's
of This Is Your Day these days. Pastor Wengam's still around. He comes every now and again, but he has a bigger national assignment. But family consecration, you don't joke with it.
Yeah, Ben, I can't miss it for anything. My wife was asking me some few months ago.
Yeah.
She wasn't as said, we have to be at family consecration.
Yes. Yes.
She was giving military orders. You know, the women are the landlords.
But give us a sense of how serious your schedule is now, because I know you've always been busy. You've never had the free time. I know you worked with. I'm funny, when you started City, you were helping the General Superintendent at the time. You were a youth pastor at some point. You did so many things. But it looks like right now your schedule is off the charts.
Yeah, seriously. Even this morning, I'm supposed to be chairing the executive preparatory meeting.
Wow.
But because I prioritize family consecration, I've had to adjust my time this morning. It's been back to back.
Wow.
But I think that's how God wired me.
Okay.
Right from secondary school, I've never found myself performing a role, multiple roles. And it looks like I deliver my best under pressure.
Under pressure.
So it didn't come as a surprise, because now I combined that with a role on the African continent. And then recently, by God's grace, I was asked to be a co-chair of the Church Health Committee of the World Assemblies of God Fellowship.
Wow.
That also comes with a lot of responsibilities. But then God has been helping us. We've been managing it.
I'll segue into the family consecration. I just wanted to get a sense. How large is Assemblies of God in Ghana?
how many churches, how many places. Just give us a sense of the size of the responsibility.
Yeah. So currently, we are nearing 800,000 members with about 7,500 local branches. We have the highest number of pastors in Ghana.
Serious?
About 4,200 pastors. Mm.
4,200 pastors, all trained at your training center?
Trained at our Bible school. Our Bible school is the first Pentecostal charismatic Bible school in Ghana. That started in the 50s.
Are you serious?
Yes. We are credited with many first things. We're the first Pentecostal church to introduce social action activities alongside missions work.
Wow.
Because in the early 50s, we started the Relief Development Service. So our hospitals are in the north, catering for thousands, Nakpanduri, Saboba,
okay.
A lot of villages in Togo patronize it. So actually, I would say that our impact is felt in the rural communities. We are doing a lot in the rural communities.
Mm.
And then also the first to start radio ministry in Ghana.
Is it?
Our missionaries, the late Kessler, James Kessler,
mm.
used to preach on GBC for many years in the 60s. And then we have agencies, we have printing press, we have a television network, we have a bookshop, we have a pension institution. So it's huge.
4,000 pastors, which means that even in Pentecostal theology, you train a lot of non-AG Pentecostal pastors, I'm sure.
Well, no.
Until
recently, before we began to open our Bible school,
uh-huh.
to the other Christian denominations, because our fathers then felt that we are quite strict with the formation of our pastors.
Mm-hmm.
So they didn't allow outsiders to patronize.
Mm-hmm.
But now we are beginning to be flexible, open up.
And the family consecration has also gone through, I think this is the 17th year or
18th year.
I haven't lost count. Do you remember the first one?
Yeah, Bernard, 2006. A lady called Felicia Kuna and gave a testimony that really inspired us this morning.
Yeah.
She said she came, the Liberian War, they had relocated to Ghana.
Yes.
Her cousin was lost for 14 years.
Mm.
She came, she was an usher, and that was her prayer. Three days after the first family consecration, her cousin lost for 14 years was found.
Wow.
Yes. Wow. And it's humbling. Mm. I remember the first one at Calvary Baptist Church.
Mm-hmm.
It started, you know, but we didn't, I don't think probably in my mind's eye.
Yeah.
Maybe Samen saw it, you know, he's a visionary leader.
Mm.
But we thought, yes, gathering of Christians. Then year after year, the numbers kept shooting up.
Mm.
I was in Singapore at the airport, and a lady rushed to me.
Mm.
Is that Pastor Wingam, City FM?
Mm.
Then I smiled. Family consecration. Wow. I patronize it. Will you be there this year?
Wow.
I said, certainly.
Amazing.
Then I was in the States, Atlanta airport. Mm. And then a family ran to me.
Mm.
Pastor Wingam, City of Family Consecration.
Mm.
Yes. Actually, our father is here. We had been to the embassy for years. We didn't get the visa.
Mm.
We came and prayed. You assured us. And now the whole family has relocated here.
Wow.
So for the testimonies, Bernard, countless.
Why do we call it Family Consecration Service?
Well, it's founded on Joel chapter 2 from verse 15.
Okay.
Blow the trumpet in Zion. Mm. Consecrate a fast. Call a sacred assembly, gather the people, consecrate the congregation, assemble the elders, gather the children, even nursing infants.
Mm.
Let the bridegroom leave his room and the bride her chamber between the vestibule and the altar. Let the priest and the ministers of the Lord weep. Say, spare your people, O Lord, and make not your heritage a reproach, a byword among the nations. Why should they say among the people, where is their God? So, CDFM, as we know, we are a family radio station. We promote family values. We provide a platform for families to see God, to bond and unite through the platform of prayer and fellowship. So, management felt that let's provide this avenue for families to gather on the 1st of May, family issues, prayer, and one component of the event is the renewal of vows. And many have testified that their marriages were on the rock. They were not talking to each other, but they came for family consecration.
Wow.
And through that medium, marriages were healed. to Bernard. Actually, the purpose is to use that day to consecrate the family, to pray for, deal with family issues, and to trust God for divine intervention in family issues.
But Molly, Pastor Molly, it's not just the day, right? For the past 29 days or so, you guys have been doing all kinds of things. So just talk to me about the build up, the seasons of prayer, what we've been trying to do with all of that.
Yeah, so since last year, we decided that in the month of April, we'll dedicate it for the seasons of prayer as a way of preparing ourselves for the family consecration service. So in the month of April, we pray on various family issues. So we come at midnight, from 12 midnight to 1 a.m. And then from 4 to 6 a.m. And then 12 noon to 1 p.m.
Wow.
All dealing with various issues.
You are marking the various prayer watches.
Yes. And praying and dealing with issues that are related to the family. So we've prayed about offenses in the family. There are families that people are having issues because there is unforgiveness. People are harboring bitterness. We've dealt with issues that have to do with widows, single parents. We've prayed for issues that have to do with health, and many other things that have to do with the family. So it's concentrated on family
prayers.
Throughout the month of April.
Do people actually stay awake till midnight?
Yes. At midnight,
when you open the radio, members are there. Facebook, they are on.
Yes. The WhatsApp line. Sometimes it gets frozen
because, of course.
Yes. People are always awake to pray, and that's one thing that's unique about our listeners. Very loyal, very committed,
very spiritual.
They take the things we do very seriously. So and there's always feedback about what God is doing in the lives of people.
So people are involved.
People are involved.
I just want to get the difference. You know,
interactive.
Is it a pray for me thing or it's a pray with me thing?
It's not a pray for me. We are praying with them.
Together.
We are praying together. It's not people calling in that, oh, pray for me.
My leg is failing me.
No.
I need visa.
We are praying.
I want a husband.
No.
They don't do that.
No, we are leading
even
people to
even if they need visa,
pray.
We pray together.
Yes, we pray together.
Yeah. Pastor Wanga, what's the difference between family consecration and pray for me programs? Because I know you emphasize this a lot. It's not just come to receive prayer. It's come and do prayer together, right?
Yeah, but you know, City FM is a phenomenal radio station. We change the face of radio in this country. It is participatory. Not only this is your day. If you look at all our events, now we are the first, I would say, morning devotional program where when we start those days with the first 30 minutes is worship, the next is preaching before open phone lines.
So it's a systematic.
But for others, it's the pray for me. As soon as they start, hey, you be a liar, you know, call, pray for you. No. And many Christians have testified that they didn't know how to pray. They didn't even know how to have personal devotion. But through This Is Your Day, they are better Christians. Some of them say they have become born again. Some have become pastors. And we also promote loyalty to your denomination as a church. That's one thing we do.
No,
we don't do that. That's why even the pastor, we don't announce
our churches.
Okay.
So back to the issue with regards to what Pastor Maoli Chikota was saying. The reason why I feel people should take this event serious, Bernard, I mean, this, you won't get this anywhere. 1 month. Prayer build up
consistent
to an event. And as I speak now, normally we don't disclose this, but just to let listeners know that we take this event serious. Our boys have been on the mountain for 30 days.
The Rangers.
Yeah.
We called them this morning after This Is Your Day.
Yeah.
And I can't say what they said. They're quite funny. I mean, they described tomorrow's event in a very funny way.
Intercontinental ballistic missiles are being launched.
So you see, it tells you that we take your coming serious. It's not a gathering of fanfare. And when you come for 6 hours, we lead you to pray. We pray with you.
Yeah.
And Bernard, by the time we are done, testimonies.
So for somebody will say, oh, I pray on my own. Why do I need to leave my house at Kasua, take a trotro and come to Royal House Chapel on Wednesday to do corporate prayer? So talk a bit about the importance of corporate prayer, and then also why people must learn how to pray, because there's a lot of prayer in Ghana, but you can tell that a lot of people actually don't know how to do it. So if you can elaborate a bit on that before Maoli will give us the details for the day itself.
Right. The Apostle Paul, in one of his writings, said that pray all kinds of prayers. Jesus in Matthew 16:18 says, I give you the keys of the kingdom. So in God's kingdom, there are a variety of tools. We have private prayer, then we have corporate and public prayer. And the Bible enjoins us to do both. Now, the advantage with corporate prayer is that the same Bible says, one which is a thousand. So that which my individual prayer cannot solve. When we gather, I mean, over 10,000 Christians gather. And we are all praying corporate anointing. There is no power can withstand this kind of force and corporate anointing. So in the scriptures, it abounds with many events and times. The disciples gathered in the upper room. I mean, the 10th day the Holy Spirit came down. So nobody should trivialize this. When you come, we pray with scriptures. We don't do what this and that. Yeah, we live in the prophetic, it is good, but we really do Bible-based, consistent prayer. And by the time we are done, sometimes we don't even lay hands on anybody. You will know that the Lord has touched you. There was a time a lady, Ben and I, were praying, and the lady came in a wheelchair. She jumped out. Nobody touched her. Nobody prophesied to her. I remember that event. She just got up in the heat of the prayer and started walking, and the whole place, you know, went, everybody started clapping and praising God.
Wow. So we have to be part of corporate prayer, and there are various kinds of prayer. And the disciple says, teach us to pray, which means there's a method to doing it. So Mali, let's talk about this week. We're told there's a different venue. It's tomorrow, right?
Yes, tomorrow. The venue is the Oil Dome of the Royal House Chapel near Obechebi Lamte Runabout. So if you are coming from Circle and you are going to Kaneshi, the runabout before you turn right to Kaneshi, right there, you see the Oil Dome on your right. It's a huge edifice. You can't.
Those who
miss
take trotro, where would they get down? Oboda, you used to go to. If you stop taking trotro, I don't know.
So let's say.
Runabout.
Runabout. So from Circle.
But the names of the. When you take the space bus from Circle to Oboko.
Yes.
There are some very interesting names on that road.
So
runabout. That's where you get off.
I think
there's Awudome.
So after Awudome, the next
runabout
is runabout.
Then after runabout, you know the next station.
Mpamprom.
Mpamprom.
Then Kaneshi.
There's also First Light. After
Kaneshi before Kaneshi. First Light.
After First Light, there's
Academy.
What?
First Light Academy.
Yeah, after Academy, what?
Dakuma Junction.
No. Cortez. Before Dakuma Junction. Then you keep going. There's Dansoman Junction
before Dakuma.
Dansoman Junction. Then
Dansoman Junction before Dakuma.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dansoman Junction. You don't take photo anymore. So if you are coming from Kasua and those sites as well, it's Obechebi Lamte Runabout. If you're coming from Tema as well, you get to Circle. Now, so this year is not at Winners Chapel, Ghana.
No.
It's at the Oil Dome. How big is the dome? Can it contain us?
Yes, the dome is huge.
It can take close to 20,000.
Oh. Yes. It means you don't even stand outside. You
I mean, it'd be comfortable. So this actually will be more comfortable.
It's a bigger venue.
Venue. Everybody will be inside.
Wow.
We provide security.
Wow.
Your car is safe. There'll be a medical team on standby to ensure that in case of any eventuality, you'll be sorted out.
So what time is it starting?
It starts at 6 a.m.
Wow.
And we start.
It starts at
6 a.m. Yes.
You are not leaving your house at 6.
No.
It's starting at 6.
6 a.m.
So when some arrive there before 6.
And come in with
by four people.
Even the, of course, you can't help it. Some travel from Tamale. Some even fly outside the country
and come
and stay to patronize.
Wow. So there'll be directional signs when you get to the church to know where to pass and that type of thing.
Yes. Wow. So we start at 6 and we end at 12.
So it's 6 hours.
6 is 6, 12 is 12.
And it's like that. I mean, some may be afraid. Well, I can't pray for 6 hours, Bernard. We intersperse that with worship, with praise. So it's not boring.
So all the pastors will be there.
Yes, and no preaching. It's worship, prayer, worship prayer, all the pastors. Wow. Reverend Marichikata will be there. I'll be there myself. Reverend Davis. Benson will be there. McDavis, Reverend Matthew Bawonu,
Awintia will be there.
He won't miss this for anything.
If Awintia will be there, I'll be there.
And Pastor Bernard Avila will be there.
In all his glory. Reverend Dr. Steve Wengam, who is City FM, City TV lead radio pastor, with a team of pastors, including Pastor Maoli Sikata, Reverend Fred McDavis, Reverend Maoli Benson, Reverend Mike Nwagbewonu, and Reverend Andrew Nelson Awintia, leading worshippers and families from 6 a.m. to 12 noon tomorrow at the Oil Dome, Oil Dome Royal House Chapel, Obeche Bilamti Circle, near the road construction. You can't miss it. Tell your friends, it's not happening at Winners Chapel, Ghana. It's happening at the Royal House Chapel, the Oil Dome. You're all invited to be part of the family consecration service, the 18th.
Wow. From 2006 to 2020. Thank you for your faithfulness, Pastor Wengam. God bless you for all the efforts, for your consistency.
And this year being an election year,
we'll pray for Ghana too.
Yes.
Yeah.
For a peaceful election. It's very important to do this.
Yeah, we'll pray for the nation. And the CDFM event, we are only using the venue. We are grateful to Royal House, Postal General, for giving us, but it's a CDFM event.
Yes.
Tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., all road leads to Royal House Chapel with your family.
Yeah.
Come with the children. Come with your nephews, your nieces, your grannies,
yeah,
your parents. You will love it. And then couples, come as married couples. We'll lead you to renew your vows. Mm. There'll be family communion service. It'll be exciting.
I have one prayer request. My 6,000 became 400 cedis. It's serious. So we need to pray for money issues too.
Yeah,
the economy
tomorrow,
is going through issues.
Deal with family finances.
Yeah,
it's very important. Yes.
And Bernard, you see, that's where grace will be released. This morning I was talking about five loaves of bread and two fish feeding.
I need it.
So that's what God will do. God will bless your little.
Amen.
Your little will carry you for days and sort many issues out.
I tell you, but we have to storm this.
We have to.
And I'm still here, not because of what I did.
802 Tech and Social Media Trends next. We have so many things to talk about this morning. It's brought to you by FBN Bank. The letter A always comes before the letter B, and the B comes before the N. And of course, with FBN Bank, we put you before us. You deserve the finer things in life, and banking is no exception. When you think of a bank that cares and puts customers first, put the B before the N. Think FBN Bank. FBN Bank, you first. On and on we go. Time to check out what's trending online.
Well, yeah, it's very, very, very interesting things trending there. Let's start off with some matters in Ghana. So, Sammy Jenfi is trending. Yesterday, he was giving the government stress. Talking about the SML deal and saying that government needs to be transparent. He's sort of stepping on government's neck, if you like.
All right.
The name Apiate is trending.
Yes.
Why is Apiate trending? Well, the reconstruction looks like it's done on Thursday.
It will be unveiling.
It will be unveiled 2 p.m.
They built a new town.
Yes.
Wonderful stuff.
Yes. So people are talking about that. There's a lot. The
artworks are flying. 124 buildings.
Yes. Really, artworks really nice. Are on social. Really some nice. Videos are on social.
Yeah.
As well,
yes.
Ejiso is trending because of the by-election. Charlie. It's happening today.
The independent candidate wants to pause Sunny.
Yes, Adromi. And City FM will be giving you coverage of that particular by-election. So stay tuned. We'll give you
throughout.
We'll be giving you all the play-by-play. So Adromi is also trending together with.
Is it Kwamina Boateng?
Yes, Kwamina Boateng.
So these are the two leading candidates.
Yes. So Adeyemi and
Kwamina Boateng.
And then you also have Wizkid and Davido trending.
What's
the two gentlemen
them?
Have been throwing shots at each other on social. So Wizkid was away from Twitter for years, and then he reawakens his Twitter account and his flames all over going after Davido.
Throwing bullets.
Charlie, everybody is in the mix. So people are talking about that. Quickly to some tech news. And Samsung
Yes.
Samsung is very happy. Now, they are saying that their numbers are looking good because of the AI boom. You know that the new range of their devices, so from the S20 upwards, they started incorporating AI into it. And it's really helping their numbers. Now, their shares went 1.8% higher today, of course, because of time difference. It's already the high noon in Korea. Now, they reported more than tenfold rise in first quarter operating profit. Mm-hmm. Now, Samsung said they began mass production this month of the latest HBM chips for use in generative AI chipsets called the 8-layer HBM3E. And they are seeking to capitalize on the AI boom.
The AI thing is scary.
You know.
Yesterday, I had a Microsoft Teams meeting with some people.
Okay.
And then they apparently summarized the meeting using AI. So they asked me to click onto something called Reads. So I sort of set it up. And then I was going on a call with somebody. And then the person said, Bernard, have you allowed your AI assistant to join the meeting? And I said, and the person said, because your AI assistant wants to join the meeting so that he can. I said, hey!
Yeah.
Charlie, the small thing I click, the AI assistant follow me into the meeting.
Yeah.
Where is the assistant? Gojiri. The assistant wants to enter the meeting and then generate a report for me after the meeting.
Yeah. In a Zoom meeting, you find the AI thing there when you're done. It gives
but you know my worry now? It's getting my appall. So I'm planning something. Maybe I want to do some business. AI knows the business. They'll go and do it all.
No, AI cannot go and do the business physically.
I was a bit, you know.
But it makes life easy, you know.
I know. So by yesterday, I declined because I want to be sure. I want to enter this meeting with me.
You can sell your data to somebody.
Even the amount they pay me, you want to know. No, AI, this is not, I won't let you.
But of course.
We have to.
AI, GD.
No, we have to let AI go out, join some part
of the discussion. Excuse us for the rest of the meeting.
Hey! On a more serious note, this AI thing, we have to look inside. Good morning, Richie's guy.
This is the City Breakfast Show, the city's biggest conversation. The City Breakfast Show. Rise above the noise.
Minutes past the hour of 8. Whether you're an importer, exporter, or involved in any form of international trade, the Bank of Africa is here to provide all the needed support to make your cross-border trade transactions seamless. With presence in over 30 countries across the continent, across Asia, North America, and Europe, we're well positioned to provide advisory and financial support to you. So we're talking tailor-made finance solutions such as warehouse financing, discounting of receivables, and local and offshore guarantees, remittance of export proceeds across the Wayamu region, and more. Call Bank of Africa on 0302-429-333 or 0302-249-690 or visit any of our branches nationwide and let's do business together. Bank of Africa, the African bank with global reach.
Now, if you're a young Ghanaian and you are seeking stable and fulfilling employment, then the Ghana Growth Program is just what you need. It's brought to you by the MasterCard Foundation in collaboration with Springboard Roadshow Foundation and Limehouse. Gain access to to career guidance, counseling, and essential skills in agriculture and ATVET. For more info, call 0308-255-775. Now, the Samsung Blue Tag sale is backed by popular demand. Score discounts when you spot the blue tag in authorized Samsung stores. Find a blue tag and instantly save 300 CDs on the Galaxy A25, A35 or A55 smartphone. Visit your nearest Samsung authorized store from the 29th of April to the 17th of May and save big. And remember, T's and C's apply.
So Mother's Day is just around the corner, and the Africa World Airlines is ready to make it extra special for you and your mom. Picture you and mom soaring through the skies, creating unforgettable memories above the clouds. With our exclusive celebrations in the air service, it's all possible. Surprise your mom during her flight by selecting a package from our list along with a heartfelt message, and we will deliver it to her on board. Just send us an email to celebrations@flyafricaworld.com or call our toll-free line 0800-200-200 for more information. Make this Mother's Day one she'll never forget with Africa World Airlines. You can equally celebrate anniversaries, birthdays, achievements, and special occasions through our celebrations in the air service. Book your tickets now and let's celebrate mom in style. Now, after a sound sleep, as the day breaks into a busy morning, you need something to get you going. Introducing the new Morning Break Biscuits from Nutri Snack, the morning biscuit that is a great combination of wholeness and taste. Indulge in our unique blend of oats, fiber, grains with crispy bites and oh, so tasty flavor. Carefully crafted to invigorate your mornings, it's unbelievably affordable. It's 1 Ghana cedi. Have a great start to your mornings with the new Morning Break Biscuit from Nutri Snack. This advert is FDA approved. So every time we eat, food and sugars are trapped between our teeth, leading to tooth decay, gum disease, and in some cases, foul breath. Brush your teeth every morning and night with Pepsodent Cavity Fighter. It gives your teeth the protection they need, leaving you with 10 times stronger teeth. Pepsodent Cavity is fortified with pro-fluoride and micro-calcium ingredients, sealing tiny and invisible holes in your teeth. We have different packages for the family, so everyone can afford. So do well to brush your teeth every evening and every night. Pepsodent has been educating Ghanaians on how to brush their teeth for 25 years. We are approved by the Ghana Dental Association. We give you the opportunity to talk to a dentist or free. Call this line now, 0800-161-000. Call our customer care center on toll free 0800-200-030. Pepsodent, every smile matters.
Charlie, the AI thing, are you hooping out? This morning, I woke up and the read thing, you know, it has giving me 8 things I'm supposed to do today.
Wow.
I don't know how the thing got to know.
Hmm.
Charlie, when you are clicking things online, be careful. Okay. So it's basically telling me the events I have today,
yeah,
even the payments I have to make and things.
True.
Charlie, Charlie, this matter.
No wonder. No wonder the 6K became
I need an equation to explain how 6,000 CDs on Friday at 4 p.m. can become 400 CDs on Tuesday morning.
Oh,
how? I'm Obi, my 6,000. Friday, 4 p.m. I can't 400. I don't know. I don't know what productive thing I did with that money. And it was all in one envelope. So 200 here, 400 here, petrol here.
But when the money is going, you don't even see it, and you can't keep track.
I even thought if I don't have more, my money will go slower. But this was even cash. You know, when I have more, it goes a lot.
Yeah.
And you know, there was a time when the, I think after the MTN had the data outage, you couldn't pick money from your bank.
Yeah.
Oh, that didn't help me, pa. So I was like, oh, if you ask me money, I don't have money. Yeah. Charlie, but this one, it was cash, oh.
Mm.
It's left with 400. So I don't know what to do with the 400. Maybe I should give it to God.
Tomorrow.
Maybe they're offering a public consecration service.
Give it, come back to you in good measure.
The I tell money you, they fly.
Maybe I'll do that.
It just they fly.
So tomorrow we're starting family consecration service. But listeners, the month of May is family month. And I have two of my favorite ladies in the studio. Prema Edunyami. Apioko Sarah Mashong Abi. They're here. Apioko is in a color which looks green. She says it's called teal.
Yes, it's teal.
And Prema is wearing yellow. She says it's called curry.
Bro.
Hey. Is it that we didn't go to school? Because kids know colors. This is green. This is yellow. This is where you're teal and where you're curry.
No, but you notice that this
colors.
Yes, this yellow is different from the color. Ghana flag yellow.
So this is right? This is yellow with what?
Curry flower.
And this is green with what?
So teal has a bit of a blue undertone.
Yeah. So that's
it's the senior brother of turquoise.
Hey.
Actually, now we are interested.
So turquoise is lighter version of green.
Exactly.
Yes. So in the chain of greens, there's green. there's teal and turquoise.
And there are more. There are more.
And in the tin of yellows, there's what?
Well, there's curry, there's the real gold. Yellow, there's gold. Exactly. You know, so yes. You know.
It's good to have you.
We are excited to be here.
The month of May is family month.
Yeah, man.
Talk to me about it.
Mm. So, you know, this is not the first time we're doing family month at City, right? Mm-hmm. May, in particular, we've chosen to be family month because there are two very significant things that happen internationally in May. Mm-hmm. The first one is Mother's Day.
Okay.
Or Mothering Sunday, you know, as some people would call it. And it falls on the second Sunday of every May.
Okay.
This year, that's the 12th of May.
Mm.
And then we have, very significantly, the International Day of the Family, which falls on the 15th of May.
I didn't know that.
Yes, International Day of the Family.
So 15th of May.
Yes, that's right. So that's why you've chosen May as our family month. But it's not, so why family month?
Mm.
The sociologist and the psychologist and all the ists will tell you that the family is the basic unit of society.
Yes, sir.
Now, if the family gets it wrong, if the families are breaking, if the families are not in a good place socially, psychologically, emotionally, financially, then it affects the bigger society. Now, if the society is problematic, that affects the progress of our nation. And then we fail to take our place on a global scale.
So this month has two legs, the mother leg and then the family leg itself. But this is not the first time we're doing family month.
No, it's not. I mean, we've done it in the past. But this time we're telling you categorically, boldly, loudly and clearly that it is family month at City.
Don't forget, City FM is your family radio station.
Absolutely. Thank you.
So Frima, what are some of the things to look out for in this month of May?
So we're starting tomorrow, that is 1st May, and Appy rightly said, we often talk about difficulties, challenges with today's children, with the older people in society. It comes down to the home. When a child is misbehaving outside, we often say you lack home training. And we say that charity begins at home. So if we are not... Absolutely. But we all forget that we have responsibilities and then look at blaming other people who form government, who form management at work. But these are fathers and mothers at home. These people came from homes. So if they are not doing something right, we trace it back all the way to where they are coming from, upbringing, and what have you. And that is why it's very important. Now, while we do what we can, it's also important for us to consider the God factor. We are a nation that believes in prayer. People can even say that, let me go to church and come back and fight. It means that we acknowledge that there's a supreme being somewhere.
That's not good Christianity.
No, it is not good Christianity. But what I'm trying to say is we acknowledge the fact that, in everything there's God.
100%.
Whether with Christianity, whether with traditional religion, whatever it is, we believe in Christianity. We are a Christian station. And that is why we pay attention. We start our day with the morning devotion. We start with, this is your day. We believe we have to commit our ways into the hands of God. And so as we begin the family month, it is appropriate for us to start with God.
So what, that's why the family consecration service is happening.
Exactly, tomorrow we're talking about family consecration. And then it just happens that Mother's Day also falls in the month of May. Before we sat here, you know,
some people were lambasting
by some strange by some strange design. Father's Day comes in June, which is the business month. We will later talk about it, and I think it's beginning to make sense.
The Father's Day falls in
business month. And Mother's Day falls.
Mothers are the CEOs of the home.
Just continue.
And Mother's Day falls in May.
12th May this time.
12th
second
May,
Sunday.
Second Sunday of May.
So are there any events or promotions around that?
Yes, we have on-air promotions. Abby will talk about that, and then we have the physical
event. So tell me about the on-air bit and then we'll come to the event itself. What's happening on the air?
So we are doing, looking at two different things. We've spoken about Mother's Day, we've spoken about International Day of the Family. And so the first thing that we are really focusing on is celebrating the mothers in your life.
Alright.
Now for on-air, we have TV, we have radio. I'll start with the TV one. So we're doing something called Cook for Mama. The Cook for Mama promotion. Now we're asking people to enter this promotion. You are to submit an entry. telling us what your mother's favorite food is. And then you also attach the recipe of that meal. And then there's a jury. A jury of foodies, a jury of food enthusiasts, a jury of culinary experts, a jury of, you know, people who just like to eat. They're all there. And then they'll select the people of gastronomic, you know, proficiencies. So we put all these people together and then we select the most striking recipes. And if you make it to the final three, you and your siblings, or if you're an only child, you and your father, you come to the City TV studios and you battle it out. Cook for your mother.
Live on set.
We will see who will win.
Aye.
Wow.
Now, your mother will not be on set with you. So she's watching you from some room.
Don't disgrace her.
So if you put too much pepper, say, akwepa.
So you are cooking.
You are cooking
for mama.
You're cooking for mama.
To win free tickets to the event as well.
And other things as well. Other things as well. So that's Cook for Mama. And let me just
clarify. When does it start?
We started.
So you go online or you listen to the radio?
So this is a TV promotion. Okay. So I'll give you the phone number that we use for that. It's 020-444-7033. 020-444-7033.
Wonderful.
So you send a WhatsApp message there with your mama's favorite recipe. Of course, your name, your full contact details, and then also the recipe itself.
Superb.
Okay. So,
that's the TV.
That's the TV.
Cook for mama.
Cook for mama.
You gotta cook for the mama.
Cook for mama.
Then but that's not all.
No, that's not all, though. It's not all at all. All
right.
Then we have what we've titled An Ode to Mama.
An Ode.
An Ode to Mama.
That's ODE.
Yes, An Ode to Mama. And with An Ode to Mama, what we're asking people to do is basically write to us in not more than 100 words, telling us about something significant that their mother has done to impact their life. Okay. So that is a radio promotion. And we are asking you to send the WhatsApp line everybody knows, 0549-986-996 0549-986-996 So there you send your message. Don't exceed 100 words. If you do, automatic disqualification. All right, so that's An Ode to Mama. And for those who may be asking, what's an ode? It takes its roots from poetry, right? You know, when you write poetry, oh God, oh Nkrumah, why hast thou forsaken Ghana? That is a typical feature of an ode, where we use just a bit of literature lessons. We use a literary device called an apostrophe. You're addressing someone who is not with you, who may not even be alive, but in an abstract way, you're speaking to them. You're calling upon them. So that's where we're taking inspiration from. That's an ode to mama.
Okay. Then the that's on radio.
That's on radio. The other things happening on radio.
Tell me about
not necessarily promotions as such, but on Brunch in the City, throughout the month of May, you have the opportunity to request a song that reminds you of your mother. Okay. So when you hear it, you think of mama. It could be because that's what she used to sing or hum when she was bathing you when you were a child. It could also be that that's a song that she'll play before she gives you a beat. When you know that I've done something wrong, mama starts playing this song, it means that the beatings are coming. You know?
So it's not necessarily a mama song per se. It's a song that reminds you of mama.
Absolutely. So your mom could have been a Pat Thomas or an Amachi Dede fan, you know, but she also could have been a Wulome fan. And that's what, when you hear a particular song by any of these artists, you just remember your mother and you can request that song.
Wonderful.
Okay, and then there's also the social media angle of things. We're telling people that in a 90-second video, you get to hype your mama. So say something that tells the world how awesome she is, how unique she is. And we'll share some of these things across our social media platforms and also have them on television.
Wow.
And then the last thing I'll speak about, before you say I do, before you say I do.
What's that?
It's a marriage counseling series of sorts. So we're talking about the family, right? And typically when you think of the nuclear family, you think of mother, father, children. That's it, right? Of course, you have single mothers and whatnot, but we're talking about the setting where there's a marriage that has birthed children. Now, we're saying that we've observed that, and it's not just us. The research shows that a lot of people are getting married for the wrong reason. Oh, he has plenty of money, so let me marry him.
oh, I've reached my stage in life where my biological clock is ticking. I want to have children, so let me get married. Mm. There are all sorts of reasons.
Marriage or suicide.
You know, I've got to get that MRS degree.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have a series. It will air on TV 9 a.m. Mm-hmm. within the Breakfast Daily, you know, segment. But we'll also have it on radio during the week in the evenings. But there'll also be conversations around some of the things that will be discussed in this series on the Traffic Avenue, which airs on City FM between 2 p.m. and 5:30 p.m. Now, everything from the logistics that you should be paying attention to plan your wedding, to execute your wedding so you're not overspending, that will be discussed. But also talk about finances, you know, who handles what in the home, how do you... There's a topic that we've treated that you'll be hearing called the X factor.
Ooh.
You know, how do you cleanse your score sheets of all your exes before you go into marriage so that you're emotionally ready to commit to that one person? How do you deal with your extended family members, your in-laws?
Mm-hmm.
How do you leave and cleave?
Wow.
All these conversations happen. So that's before you say
And that's
I
on
do.
TV, Breakfast Daily.
Yes,
and then there's also
there's
a version
also,
on radio. So let's just summarize on air. We have the Ode to Mama, which is a radio promotion. We have the Cook for Mama, which is on TV. And then, of course, we have the Before You Say I Do.
Exactly.
That's happening on both segments. But what about the event itself? Are we going out? Are we going to eat? Are we going to dance? Are we going to jump? What are we doing?
Well, it's a cocktail of everything you've said. Mm. So on the 12th of May, that is the second Sunday of May, at exactly 4 p.m., the action will be on.
Mm.
It is going to be an evening to celebrate our mothers and our mother figures. You know, you could have a headmistress who contributed so much in making you the person you are today. It could be your neighbor. It could be a deaconess from church. It could be your pastor's wife. It could be an auntie or your biological mother. So we are celebrating all these amazing women, telling them we love them so much. And we truly appreciate and honor them for all the sacrifices they have made in impacting our lives. And so at 4 p.m., we'll all be going to Alisa Hotel.
This is the 12th.
This is the 12th.
The Mother's Day proper.
The Mother's Day
4 p.m.
dinner.
Alisa
yes.
Hotel.
Alisa Hotel. It's happening inside the pavilion.
Ooh.
So now Alisa has a beautiful pavilion they are putting up. This
AKA
an
dome.
Amazing dome.
Dome.
So the dome is part of the pavilion.
Thank you.
You know, so there are other things that they are putting up. But the dinner will be happening in the dome. It's a beautiful 4 place. 4 p.m.
Sunday. After church.
After church.
Wow.
And it's 4 p.m. because we want people to come in, have fun, and also make it in good time to go back home.
So, a bit share dinner. So, it's 4 p.m. It will enter the... you get the point.
You know, so, it's strategically...
I hear you.
...timed
yeah.
to ensure that you have your dinner, and it's going to be amazing, great meals. You know, Mama is always cooking for everybody.
Yeah.
And we are saying that it's time for Mama to sit down.
Yeah.
Let's also serve her great meals,
great
drinks, you know, amazing entertainment. We have the Nchin Chin Band coming to give mothers great tunes. You know, Appy mentioned when you hear a particular song, it should remind you of Mama. So why not? Even there, we might say that pick a few people to let them tell us their mother's favorite song and give them, you know. So it's going to be an atmosphere of fun. Fathers are welcome because they are bringing Mama. Children must be there because they all need to come in to celebrate Mommy.
Wonderful.
So this is happening. And the phone lines are open now for reservations to be made.
What number
0205-973-973.
Okay.
0205-973-973. So give us a call now. Make your reservations. Ensure that you book a seat for yourself, your father, your mother, and the rest of the family.
Amazing stuff. In studio, Apioko Sarah Mashong Abe. Just to summarize what we're doing, the month of May has many programs starting off tomorrow in the Family Consecration Service. And then there are two key dates. The 12th is Mother's Day proper. We're building up with a couple of things. An Ode to Mama, it's a radio promotion. write an ode to your mama. TV, you cook for mama. And then before you say I do, it's on both radio and TV at 9 a.m. on Breakfast Daily. And then, of course, we have the big one on the afternoon of this Sunday, the 12th. Is the, I don't want to call it the dinner or the, you know, the between supper dinner. You know, it's
the dinner.
I tell you, Charlie, is that the day? You know, so that's happening at the Pavilion Alisa Hotel, Sunday the 12th.
Yes.
And that's
Northridge Alisa.
And that one, you can make your bookings now.
Yes.
You can make your bookings now. Yeah. What's the number again?
0205-973-973.
Can you repeat that?
0205-973-973.
And that's not just for mothers. So you can just have the whole family come.
Oh,
right?
Yes.
So
yes.
You can book a table.
Yes.
Yourself, even the man, your dad, your uncles, your aunties. You can also gather all your troublesome aunties together.
Everybody.
Put them in a car and drive
them
away.
Show down.
So, you know, collect your aunties and say, you've been worrying us, please go and eat.
Exactly.
There have even been instances when we've had our Mother's Day dinners where someone would pay for their headmistress,
yes,
who saw them through school,
yeah,
to attend,
yeah,
with, you know, maybe other students. So,
yeah,
anyone who is a mother figure,
exactly,
a perfect opportunity to come and celebrate her on Mother's
so
Day.
So much is happening in the month of May. Of course, it's the month where,
yeah,
champions are born.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you,
oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Happy belated. You are first April.
I am.
Yes, we are finishing with you today. Then we are entering May tomorrow.
Yes. My son is May.
Aish. You know it already.
So Adrian is May.
Why you're, oh,
she's always bubbly during May.
Yes, always bubbly.
Yeah, yeah.
And I get to be celebrated.
All right, so that's happening in the month of May. It's loaded on radio, on TV, and online. 97.3 City FM and City TV. Making your so there's, you can't miss out. You can either do the cook for mama, so you and the man and your kids can cook, or you can also write an ode to mama. Make sure you are the family day. What's the name of the Sunday event? It's called the Mama's
City,
Day.
City TV, yes. Mother's Day dinner.
Mother's Day dinner.
Yes.
Very simple. Book for that, and we have the Chin Chin band. Some great music. Lots of photos to be taken. We'll celebrate all our mothers. We'll take testimonies of motherhood and mothering. So make your reservation this morning. You don't have to go. Me, you can stay. So even though you finish what you want to be, I don't have any problem with you. You can stay here the whole day. I don't have a problem.
Well, we know we're always welcome, but on this call, permission to fall out.
In your teal and your curry. Time check is 8:36. Yes, indeed. Somebody is asking which month I received the most birthday requests, and we all know the answer. Is the month of May. Good morning, Bernard. Today is our birthday. We are twins by name, Raymond Donko and Raphael Donko. I think Raphael is an ardent listener of the City Breakfast Show. Raymond and Raphael, happy birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for listening to the show. Wishing you all the best. Hello, Bernard. Please wish our son, Aquila Ishan of GIU International Christian School, a blissful, glorious birthday. He turns four today. His God's trophy to us from Reverend and Mrs. Ishan.
This is the City Breakfast Show, the city's biggest conversation. The City Breakfast Show. Rise above the noise.
I want to dedicate this song, Gone Till November, to all you ladies out there crying all alone in your room, and all you fellas going down south, crying, and then my voice comes in, pow, in the middle of the night, and this is what I told her for you. Every time I make a run, girl, you turn around and cry. I ask myself why. See, you must understand, I can't work a 9 to 5, so I'll be gone till November. Said I'll be gone till November, I'll be gone till November. You tell my girl, yo, I'll be gone till November, I'll be gone till November, I'll be gone till November. You tell my girl, yo, I'll be gone till November. January, February, March, April, May. I see you crying, but girl, I can't stay. I'll be gone till November, I'll be gone till November. And give a kiss to my mother. When I come back, there'll be no need to clock. I have enough money to buy out the blocks. Tell my brother go to school in September, so he won't mess up in summer school in the summer. Tell my cousin Jerry, wear his condom. If you don't wear condom, you see a red rum. Oh, 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 oh. You sucker MCs, you got no flow. I heard your style, you S-O-S-O. Every time I make a run, girl, you turn around and cry. I ask myself why, oh why. See, you must understand, I can't work a 9 to 5, so I'll be gone till November. Said I'll be gone till November, I'll be gone till November. You tell my girl, yo, I'll be gone till November, I'll be gone till November, I'll be gone till November. You tell my girl, yo, I'll be gone till November. January, February, March, April, May. I see you crying, but girl, I can't stay. I'll be gone till November, I'll be gone till November. You'll give a kiss to my mother. I had to flip nothing and turn it into something. Hip hop turns to the future rock when I smash a pumpkin. Commit treason, then I have a reason to hunt you down. It's only right, it's rapping season. Yeah, you with the loud voice, posing like your top choice voice. I make the hearse out of your Rolls Royce. Besides, I got my girl to remember, and I committed that I'll be back in November.
It's 42 minutes after 8, and we're looking up at a story of interest. We are turning our attention to a story of interest with respect to Kolebu Teaching Hospital. Yesterday we had reports that some surgeries were cancelled due to power outages. However, Kolebu has released a statement this morning stating that no surgeries were cancelled there. We've heard from the Minister of Health Designate. We'll be delving into that shortly. You can share your experiences with us as well. The power outage and its impact on our healthcare delivery and its quality. What's been your experience in recent times? We'll be bringing you that. We want to look into this very critical issue. Health Minister Designate says we shouldn't get emotional about these issues. When the lights go off or there is low voltage, the various hospitals should just simply put on their gensets and put in place alternative power sources and deliver on the work, and we move on. People shouldn't get emotional. Are the healthcare facilities having fuel? Do they have generators? Are things able to run? What are the challenges that they have that could make them want to cancel surgeries or postpone them because of the power outage? And by the way, when is this power outage going to end? Why are we still talking about power outages? When are we going to have the Doomsday timetable anyway? I've heard Dr. Baomia also say that this is going to end very, very soon. People are still counting their losses. Entrepreneurs, job owners, businesses, institutions are counting their losses as a result of this power outage that is happening in a very haphazard manner. Why don't we have the timetable yet? We've heard the president is personally getting involved in terms of operations and finances to resolve this issue. Now we are told by Dr. Baumia that he has been reliably informed that the power crisis we are having, which he referred to as Doomsday, a situation that for a very long time the government has resisted calling its name, he says it's going to end very, very soon, and that he has been assured by the energy minister and his team they are working. And this is the energy minister who also says that, look, we do not have Doomsday. Anyone who
who's calling it same as wishing evil for the country, and that people should go and produce their own Doomsday timetable. We've had Mimi from Pukwasi, for example, send us her timetable on WhatsApp to say that, look, I have my timetable over the period, checking just how the outage has been working, and the government, the ECG grid code, they are not following the thing. So it's quite a challenge we are having on our hands. We need some straightforward conversation, because whether or not the hospitals have gen sets, whether they are fuel, whether they are working, it's all symptoms of a bigger issue, which is that our energy sector has some crisis and we are refusing to call it by its name. In the meantime, let's celebrate everything Ghanaian by showing up in outfits made from genuine, authentic GTP fabrics. We're introducing the latest GTP New Style collection with unique designs inspired by our culture and embedded with symbols that unite us as Ghanaians. So go ahead and grab the new Ghana Month collection from GTP, available at all accredited GTP dealers nationwide, the GTP retail store in Osu, or online at shop.gtpfashion.com. Let your outfit say, I am Ghanaian, I wear GTP, Mifri Ghana, Macho Ghana. Check the authenticity of any GTP fabric you purchase by matching the code on the edge of the fabric with the code on the label. GTP Lifestyles. Now, if you're dreaming of the perfect sofa to upgrade this year, your dream sofa is now a reality. At Latex Foam, we are introducing our sensational V-Sofa range, where comfort meets style at prices that will make your heart skip a beat. So hop into any Latex Foam showroom nationwide to dive into a world of colors and choices, from the sleek L-shaped V-Sofa at 3,000 Ghana cedis to the complete V-Sofa set for an unbeatable 6,500. You have the opportunity to elevate your living space with Latex Foam, your forever partner in comfort and luxury. Hurry, your perfect sofa awaits. Latex Foam is your partner for life.
Now, after a sound sleep as the day breaks into a busy morning, you need something to get you going. And the new morning break biscuits from NutriSnack is exactly what you need. Indulge in our blend of oats, fiber, grains with a crispy bite and the also tasty flavor, carefully crafted to invigorate your mornings. And it's affordable at 1 Ghana cedi. Have a great start to your mornings with the new morning break biscuit from NutriSnacks, and this ad is FDA approved. Now, if you are in the building space, whether you are a block maker, homeowner, or somebody who's into construction, Diamond Cement is what you need. It has the 42.5 R grade variants, which is the highest quality on the Ghanaian market, and they have the 32.5 R grade, which is the more affordable type. Call them on 0244-313-368 or 0540-111-978 or 0202-021-175. Diamond Cement still hard as a diamond.
Yeah, man.
Now, in today's dynamic market environment, you need to stay informed about the performance and status of your shares. That's why GCB is saying that you can do so by visiting any of their branches or visiting GCB. .com.gh. Keep your records, or keeping your records current enables us to provide timely updates and notifications related to your shares. Take a minute to visit us today at any of our branches and ensure that your records are up to date. So this is for all GCB shareholders. GCB, your bank for life.
Nice.
Now, there's exciting news for you. The OmniBasic Visa Classic debit card is here. Go and get it. It's instant. It's contactless. It's verified by Visa. You don't have to wait. Just walk into any branch and get your OmniBasic Visa Classic debit card today. OmniBasic Bank at your service.
Good. We'll go to Kolebu shortly. But it's always a good time with Ghana's favorite malt Guinness. More tasty goodness for you in a jet can. It's the same authentic refreshment and rich with immune-boosting B vitamins. Grab an ice-cold malt Guinness in our new jet can and enjoy a world of good. Always check for the Made in Ghana logo. And if you are a young Ghanaian seeking stable, fulfilling employment, look no further than Ghana Grows program, brought to you by the MasterCard Foundation in collaboration with Springboard Roadshow Foundation and Limehouse. Ghana Grows ignites hope and guides you towards career opportunities in agriculture, agribusiness, technical and vocational skills. Whether you're 15 or 35, male or female, this program equips you with the skills to thrive, gain access to career guidance, counseling and essential skills skills training. Embrace Agric and AT Vet Careers with Ghana Grows, an initiative of Mastercard Foundation in partnership with Springboard Roadshow Foundation and Limehouse. Call us on 0308-255-775 for more information. So yesterday, our colleague in the newsroom, Fred Duho, was at Kolebu Teaching Hospital when he ran into a situation that got him to put this story together. You'd find on citynewsroom.com. Story says, surgeries cancelled at Kolebu due to Dumso. And I'll bring you a quick except it says several critical surgeries scheduled for Monday, April 29 at the Kolebu Teaching Hospital have been called off due to intermittent power outages. Tumor patients taken to the surgical theater were returned to the wards when doctors realized the power situation was unreliable. Let's bring you highlights of that report.
Some doctors at the Kolebu Teaching Hospital, who declined to speak on record, indicated that critical cases scheduled for surgery were cancelled because they couldn't afford to risk people's lives due to the unstable power situation. Dysfunctional elevators also left many patients and individuals stranded on other floors for over an hour. According to sources, the generator is also not working, leaving doctors disturbed. A patient and a caregiver who spoke on condition of anonymity confirmed the situation and expressed anxiety about their situations.
Because of the light of me, that is why they were not able to do it. They said without that light, that the surgery could not come on. Yes.
Is this the first time they are postponing your surgery?
No, this is the two times. Last week we went and then the oxygen was not coming. They brought me back and then today too went and the light off.
And how do you feel about all this power situation that is affecting you?
It's affecting me, Pa, because I always know that when we go and come, I will be free. Then we'll go and then it will not happen. Then I will come back again with the same problem. So it's worrying me, Pa. I am scared, but sometimes we give everything to God.
Yesterday, we were told that they will be sending her to the theater this morning. And then he actually went there, were there, and then they said power fluctuations. And a big hospital like this, I don't think this should be happening in Ghana or even at Kolebu. A big hospital like this, no. I'm really not happy. A big hospital like this in Ghana. As I speak to you now, I don't know what I'm doing now. And she's in pain. And she's in pain.
What condition is it?
It's a brain tumor. Oh. Yeah, brain tumor. And then we were told, you have to go and then they have to do the head surgery.
The head of communications at the Kolebu Teaching Hospital, Mustafa Salifu, told City News that the situation has to do with low voltage and not intermittent power outages has been experienced across the nation.
In the morning at about around 10 o'clock there, we suffered some low current. Power did not go off, but then the current was so low that you cannot do anything meaningful.
One would have thought that you have an alternative power source.
There is. We have gensets that usually will kick in when these things happen. But sometimes they may actually be problems with the lines that will not allow the gensets to kick in as expected. So but it has been rectified. Power, the low current that we suffered in the morning is over, and then we have resumed normal operations.
He, however, noted that the hospital is facing a myriad of issues that need attention. He called for support for the hospital in order to deliver quality health care to the public.
We have what we call Adopt a Ward, where corporate bodies and philanthropic individuals are invited to come to the hospital, identify the over 30 wards that we have earmarked for adoption and renovation, so that people can come and help us in the spirit of the celebration. They will renovate these wards, create the nice ambience for the patients, so that as part of the celebrations, our patients will have the benefit of whatever that they will give to the hospital.
Meanwhile, the Minister of Health designate, Bernardo Koboy, charged the hospital to fix alternative power sources to avert any medical deficiency.
I have worked in Chebbi Government Hospital somewhere in 2012, 13, 14. Way back that time. Sometimes when I'm in the theater, lights go off. When the lights go off, we put on our generator. If there is an issue with the generator, we find a way to use our standby equipment to finish the surgery. Because someone did a video 40 seconds or 1 minute and said lights are gone out, everybody goes emotional. Truth is that if the country experiences some issues with power availability, hospitals are not outside the country, they also experience some. Another truth is that most of our hospitals have standby power plants. But just like management of a house, you can go to a house, they have generator, but maybe the generator has an issue. The one to put in petrol had an issue. Let's stick to the essentials. Let's ask a hospital, how is your genset like? Is it working? If it's not working, have you approached the ministry? If it's working, who was in charge? Why didn't you make it work?
A critical health care provider like the Kolibu Teaching Hospital, known for referral cases, should be the least among health institutions that will experience any form of power outage. But today, for instance, the unstable power supply to this facility left many who are due for surgeries to have their process or procedure suspended, basically because the doctors say they can't risk people's life due to these situations. They are hoping that the situation normalizes for people to go into theater to get surgeries than to restore their health back to normalcy. My name is Fred Duho, reporting for City News.
So that was our colleague Fred Duho reporting for us from Kolebu Teaching Hospital yesterday, a situation where he was informed that surgeries had been cancelled in Kolebu Teaching Hospital as a result of the power outage, which the authorities there earlier told him was low voltage. Now, there is a release, there is a response from the Kolebu Teaching Hospital. I'm going to read that to you. It says, news release, subject, surgeries have not been cancelled in Kolebu. And it says that this is to correct a misleading report in sections of the media that claims that surgeries in Kolebu were cancelled as a result of power outage on Monday, April 29, 2024, and a standby generator was not in use. The facts, therefore, are as follows. Work started on all elective cases in our theatres, and the operations proceeded as scheduled. 1. 2. However, we experienced low current for about 45 minutes in the face of low current that emanated from a problem at one of the substations of ECG. Our functional standby generators came on stream and provided power for work to continue until the problem was resolved. 2 cases at the Department of Surgery were returned to the ward at the end of the day on account of limited space in the recovery ward and not because of power outage. The rest of the other theaters spread across the hospital all carried out their surgeries as scheduled. Let me take that again. 2 cases at the Department of Surgery were returned to the ward at the end of the day on account of limited space in the recovery ward and not because of power outage. The rest of the other theaters spread across the hospital all carried out their surgeries as scheduled. As a leading national referral hospital, we wish to assure our patients and the general public that we prioritize their care and will continue to work to provide excellent services to address their health needs. We wish to appeal to the media to exercise great circumspection in publishing stories that are not fully verified because they undermine public confidence and create unnecessary fear and discomfort among our patients. So this is the statement coming from Kolebu Teaching Hospital. Mind you, the PRO for Kolebu Teaching Hospital spoke to Fred Duho in the report that we just aired to you, where you heard him say that the hospital is facing a myriad of issues and that the hospital is running a program they call Adapt a Ward, where you can sponsor a particular ward and help them fix some of the issues that they have. You also heard him say that
because of low voltage, they could not do anything meaningful for 45 minutes. So he says it was not power outage, but for 45 minutes, they could not do anything meaningful, and that there may be some problems with the lines. They got rectified. And you heard also a patient talk to Fred Duho, who was to undergo surgery. And she had mentioned that it's the second time that her surgery would be postponed. The previous time, it was an issue with the oxygen machine that wasn't working. And this time around, she was told that it had to do with the power outage. Because if for nothing at all, the PRO for Kolebu Teaching Hospital makes us understand that for 45 minutes, they had low voltage. And so they could not do anything meaningful. Now, we've heard the health minister designate Nathan also tell us that, look, he has been a doctor many, many years in some remote area some time back.
Chibi.
And when the lights go off, people don't panic and get emotional. What they do is to simply turn on the generator. So if the power situation is ongoing, as we are all feeling, hospitals are not in a foreign land. They are all here. And so they will feel the impact of the power outages. So we shouldn't be all emotional over a 45-minute, 1-minute video. But then the hospitals should get their plants running and all of that. And I thought that's interesting. The minority in parliament has been voicing their concerns regarding this issue. So I'll just bring you that voice quickly. The name here is Alexander Roosevelt, right? And he is saying that he is suggesting for health facilities. Let me just read this. He has voiced his concerns regarding government's suggestion for health facilities to rely on generators during the intermittent power outages. His concern was raised after blah, 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 feedback, good. So he in an interview, City News says that he is expressing doubts about their sustainability. He is doubtful about the sustainability of switching on generators during the intermittent power outages. I'll just bring you this voice while we're having this conversation. If you have any experience in any of our hospitals, especially our public hospitals, do share them with us and let's know how the power situation is impacting healthcare delivery, especially for very critical life-saving situations like surgeries. But this is Alexander Roosevelt.
I think this power crisis is going to be another killer of Ghanaians. What my former colleague and friend, Honorable Dr. Okoboy, said is in place. They should simply resort to generators because there is doom so, which government doesn't want to accept that there is doom so. And they've been promising Ghanaians every now and then that in some few weeks' time, all these things will be over. Frankly speaking, when I look at what is happening in Kolebu, I think it is too sad. A patient lamenting that his surgery was postponed twice. If God gives you the opportunity to live after this and you miss it, where will you be? It is very sad. I want to believe that government approach to this issue is lackadaisical. Government is not approaching this thing well. The statement by others that there is no show of leadership is very clear, and it is true. Because it is far too long. If the issue really is about, well, what is preventing government from looking around for money to buy fuel? So that this erratic power cut will be off.
Honorable, if hospitals are to resort to generators, would they be able to bear such a cost?
That is what I'm going to talk about in the next statement. Why am I saying so? My brother's idea is very good. But the question has to do with the ability to afford. The ability to afford. If government is not able to afford fuel to give us continuous power, how much less a small entity like Kolebu? Because Kolebu uses very huge machines. So if they resort to generators, they will not be able to survive because they will not be able to gather the kind of resources they should get in order to buy fuel. So the best is that government should adopt a proactive attitude towards resolution of this power crisis. Otherwise, I am not an exception. You are not an exception. Any of us can die at any time. And that will be too sad.
We know that.
I'm highly appalled about this development. You were going to talk.
Yes, we know that health facilities and some other essentials were mostly exempted from power outages. Why would all of a sudden a health facility of such nature like Kolebu would be taken off the power grid when the country is experiencing power outages?
From time immemorial, health facilities have not been paying electricity bill because they provide essential services. But it is this government that has stopped paying bills for the health facility. And from June last year, they've been asked to be paying their own bills. And some few weeks ago, you might be an eyewitness to the huge sums of money that they've been mentioning that some hospitals have owed, including Kolebu. Are you getting the point? So you can just understand why health facilities and that this crisis will not be exempted from power outages or from rationing of power. You understand? One will wonder if government can master courage to tell health facilities to pay bills, which has never happened in Ghana before. Then it will not be difficult for that same government to, as a matter of wickedness or whatever it is, to refuse to ensure that health facilities are protected from power outages.
So that was Alexander Roosevelt. He's a member of the Health Committee of Parliament. Nathan, I am troubled by this development because, I mean, when I listen to the minister, fine, he says that, look, I mean, let's not make a fuss out of this. If the lights are going off, it's something that is happening across the board. It's happening everywhere in the country. Let the institutions that are responsible have alternative sources and let them do that and life goes on. I get it. I mean, it's a very logical thing to say, but I as a citizen, as someone who is a patient, who can be a patient at any point, who can be a relative patient, someone who lives here, I don't feel any sense of urgency. I hear the minister designate with a lot of insouciance, lack of empathy and care. I mean, so the hospital was out of fuel, someone took a 40 second, 1 minute, and we are all getting emotional. People who had surgeries scheduled surgeries for serious and critical issues like brain tumor, someone is going to be operated upon brain tumor for 45 minutes, as the hospital says that there is low current or low voltage, so they are not able to have that operation. And for the second time, the person's procedure has been postponed. And we say that simply that the hospital should find alternative sources. What is the state of the hospital's finances? What is the state of the generators or the power plants in these hospitals? Question. We know that fuel prices and diesel price have all gone up. So how are the hospitals providing? As health minister, what I would like to hear from him is that maybe we have called all the directors of health in the various regions, right, to tell them what to do, because how long has this power outage has not been going on? People have been demanding, we've all been demanding for Dumso timetable over the period. That has not been happening, right? While we have been doing this, there was a time we heard that Tema General Hospital, they had issues as that, yeah. And that their genset had issues as well. You know, there are several people, I have friends, who have businesses, they have solar, they have generators, but because for a long time we're not seeing this Dumso thing, they sold their plants, and some have not serviced their power plants and generators for a very long time. So even if a hospital has a power plant, it is very likely that it has not been serviced for a long time, or there is no fuel in that plant, and so it is not going to work. And you know, the bigger picture is that this is Kolebu. This is Kolebu. Tertiary referral hospital, the best we have in this country. If you have any case anywhere around the country and you are sent to Kolebu and you don't have any answers, you should know that the answer is you are saying your last prayer, or the, if your family has the means, they are flying you out of the country. So if a whole Kolebu for 45 minutes, for 45 minutes, their power goes off, and we are told that people were, the elevator,
was not working.
It wasn't working.
People were stranded.
And this is healthcare. Time matters. People's lives could be lost within a second. So if for 45 whole minutes their electricity is fluctuating, their power supply is fluctuating, and we think that is normal, then I guess we feel it's normal, because at any point, those of us who think it's normal and people shouldn't get emotional about things, when we fall sick, we jump on the net flight and we're out of the country. You are out of the country to places where they value your life. So that if power goes off for a minute, someone will be asked, someone will be sanctioned. Because if we have been in this country and for months we are having power outages and we have not had a plan, an alternative plan for hospitals, what they should be doing when the lights go off. Have we done an audit of the various hospitals to find out whether they have plans and whether or not, how do they get fuel to run them? We've not done this. And then now we are saying with a lot of nonchalance that people should not get emotional about these things. And I've seen Kolebu's press release. Clearly, it's a face-saving press release, because how are you doing Adopt a Ward and telling me that the issue was fixed and that what you are seeing in the media is a misleading thing? For 45 minutes in Ghana's tertiary referral hospital, lights are off, and the PRO tells us on the record that they couldn't do anything meaningful. And now we put out the story, and instead of address the situation, you are now trying to, you are trying to challenge the credibility and the integrity of the report, so that it's always the media who are trying to create an erroneous impression in the image or in the minds of the public, that we shouldn't create unnecessary fear and panic. When your elevator in Ghana's tertiary referral hospital, a whole elevator was not working, and you are telling us that we are creating unnecessary fear and panic. If you were going to a hospital that is supposed to be the nation's premier referral hospital, and the elevator is not working, oxygen machines are not working, people's surgeries are postponed, and you are telling me that you are creating unnecessary fear and panic. I think that Ghanaian lives should have some value for Ghanaian leaders. Ghanaian lives should have some price, because the way we deal and handle ourselves, the way our people who are charged with positions of authority, the way they talk to us, the way they talk down at us, it's not right. I have a message here. It says, good morning. I am at Kolebu as we speak. Today is my 8th day. 4 days ago, before my baby's surgery is done, the power outage took place, happened 4 times in 46 minutes, but it happened at dawn. And around 4:30 a.m. yesterday. So it happened again before it came back shortly. I had wanted to enter the lift when immediately the light went off. So those in the lift at the floor came out. Luckily, the doors were not closed. No water for 3 days at Kolebu. I couldn't freshen up today. And on the 3rd day, I've had to ask my wife to stay strong so I can rush home and freshen up and come back. My brother, nursing mothers whose kids are in the ward are going through a lot. They lay their clothes on the open floor to pass the night. If you are lucky, you get a big hall and lay your clothes to sleep, though under the mercy of mosquitoes. I feel for the mothers, because as a man that I am, it's a difficult thing to endure. And then he goes on to send some photos and tells us that he's currently at NICU. Let's go on to the phone lines, because we have the minister-designate, Dr. Bernard Okoboy, joining us on the line for a very quick conversation. Good morning, Doc. Good to have you.
Good morning, my brother.
Yes. Doc, we've had this power outage for some time now. What has been put in place so that when Ghanaians go to health care facilities across the country, the power outage will not lead to a cancellation or postponement of surgeries or the delivery of medical attention or healthcare?
Kolebu issued a release, I think this morning. Let me start by reading the release and then I'll address the issues.
We read that earlier. We have it too.
And my brother, yesterday I was in Kolebu. First of all, good morning to your listeners. Yesterday I was in Kolebu. I spent about 5 hours in the hospital. We had an engagement with management. From management, we went to take a look at the 25 million Ghana City refurbished fevers unit, which treats infectious diseases like retro, hepatitis, and others. From there, we went to visit a new treatment and holding center, which can help us when it comes to outbreaks like pandemics and all that. That also about 25 million Ghana City's investment. From there, we went to inspect a 38 million euro facility, a urology and nephrology center with 30 beds for dialysis, 70 beds for urological surgeries like prostate surgeries and correction of anomalies. We did all this with some of your brothers and sisters. And then when we leave Kolebu, someone releases a report or news that all surgeries have been cancelled in Kolebu because of power outage, when it is obviously not true. Kolebu, for the sake of your listeners, is not a hospital like Lekma, where you have just about 20 or 30 people being seen, about 30 people or 20 people being admitted a day. Kolebu is a whole town. Kolebu sees an average of 2,000 OPD patients, outpatients a day. Kolebu does over 200 admissions a day. Kolebu has over 50 wings. Each wing is like a hospital on its own. So even when there's low voltage or there's a power issue, let's even say it's a power outage in one wing, it doesn't mean the rest of the 49 wings are off. And then someone will just put something on social media. Nobody takes interest in going into the issues. And then we put it out there. And we create an impression that everything has failed. We bastardize our own. Look, these were my comments yesterday. Every hospital, which depends on the national grid, just as you do at CTFM, it is our duty as a nation to make sure that, apart from the national grid, they have some form of standby generator or a second option, so that if the lights go off even for 10 minutes, they can put their power back on. And I made a statement that the video that went on at Tema General, if you watch the video and you are a medical person, the units that were videoed, they were on. They were actually serving the purpose. The standby batteries or whatever were on. But the one who took the video wanted and had an outcome or an objective. Tell the world that everything has failed. So even with all this UPS, the power batteries and the backup, nobody is interested. So my point is very simple. If we want to have discussions that will bring value to this nation, let's focus on the substance, not the form. I'm coming. Just a second. Let me ask. What is the substance? We can do an assessment of all public hospitals and get to know how many of them have issues when it comes to standby power plants, if they don't have. And then we can know that, about 80% have, 20% do not have.
Good. So that's the question I was going to ask you, that as a country, have we done anything? Do we know the alternative power supply situation for our major hospitals at least? What do we do?
I am a friend of the media. I've monitored the space. The discussions we've been having has not been in this direction, which brings progress and value. And that is why I got my letter just about 5 days ago as a rep of the president. Even that, people made issue out of it. So these are the matters. That's the way I do my work. These are the methodological things I'm going to address. And I've been urging your colleagues, If they want all of us to build this nation together, let's focus the discussion.
I get that you want to respond to some people, but that is fine. You've done that already.
No, I'm coming.
Just a second. Yeah. What we care about is that we don't have control of our lives. And at any point, we all can be vulnerable. We all can be rushed to the hospital. Yes, and I want to know that with this power fluctuation that the government has failed to release a timetable for us to plan our lives, if I go to the hospital at my weakest point and the lights go off, what plan is there? Because we know that in some of the hospitals, their generators have not been serviced for a long time. Some may not have fuel. They don't have revenue lines to provide for fuel because these are things that are now happening. So what is the plan? That's the conversation I want to have. So let's forget about the other people.
I'm sorry, my brother. If you say let's forget about the other people, that is not correct. I'm also a communications person. The other people have created a background which poisoned the atmosphere. I have a responsibility to address that one.
Which we have done already. So I wanted us to make progress. Let's make progress. Uh-huh. We have very little time.
My brother, don't push. I've had a lot of feedback. Let me just address that one and go to your issue. I'll answer your question. Don't push me, please, with all due respect.
Go ahead.
I've addressed that, yes. Now, again, another education. Kolebo is not like LECMA, which has only one genset. The plastics unit, which is the whole hospital on its own, has its own genset. PICU, Pediatric Intensive Care Unit, has its own genset. Central, the theater, has its own genset. The CEO has informed me that all the units that operate in Kolebo have gensets. Those who have issues with their gensets, they are working to make sure that they help them to put it up to speed. The point I'll make on your show is that as a ministry, we shall work with the management of all public facilities to make sure that their standby plans are functional and up to date. Anytime they are needed, when called upon, they can function. That is the assurance I give.
I mean, so is there a funding alternative for this? What is the plan that we are going to work with them? Yes, but for those who do not have, what's going to happen?
All this while, anytime you see power outage in Kolebu, they don't close the hospital down. They put on their plans. They buy fuel themselves. Kolebu has a management. They have a board. They have ITF. They raise funds. They manage their facility. If you do a 30-minute interview with Dr. Mpoma, he will tell you the investments they make when power lights go out. The impression out there is that they are helpless. It is not true. Every organization has challenges. Whenever they have challenges, they call on us. We support them. But the point I want to make on your show is that when we are on the, we are at our job doing our work, we have management that is putting up fuel to make sure that surgeries are carried. They are released, corrected the erroneous impression. The whole world thought Kolebu has closed down when doctors are in the theater saving lives. Let's tell the story as it is. They are not a perfect institution. We are working with them to make sure that they help Ghanaians anytime they need their help.
Yeah. Dr. Okoboy, thank you for talking to us. Right, so that was the health minister designate, Dr. Bernard Okoboy. Your messages, let them come through 0549-986-996, 0549-986-996, and we'll bring them to you. We have some other conversations coming up later this morning. Some of your messages have come through, and we'll be sharing them with you. This one says, I am a health administrator in the UK. Kolebu doesn't qualify as a teaching hospital. We shouldn't deceive ourselves because it has medical school attached to it, so we should call it a teaching hospital. Kolebu Teaching Hospital. Okay, you add some other things that I would not read, but yeah, a good number of people are not too happy with the fact that the power situation is having an impact on our healthcare delivery. And you know, we are having this conversation, this back and forth, and it's like we are trying hard to paint a picture that the place exists, the place is good, and it's safe, the systems are functioning. People have stories, real life stories that they are sharing with us. So if you have a surgery, it has been postponed, and you have brain tumor surgery, it has been postponed. You know, some of the conversations, that's the situation. People need to feel that the system responds and the system cares. We want a more efficient system, and it's not about what we are saying. It's about what we are doing and what exists there. So, well, we can have all the conversations we will have. What we need to see, the ultimate thing, is that the system will function. There are a few messages. Nathan will help us with that, and then we'll get to some of our friends who are in for a conversation. Nathan.
All right, great.
Flo says the minister did not speak well at all. How inhumane can we get? This one says, see how far reaching the effects of the Doomsday and low voltage are. Kolebu is calling off surgeries, critical surgeries, yet the president's rep at the ministry is asking for the hospital to fix the problems with the alternative power source. Having the plant is not enough. I hope they have managed their IGF and government subventions well enough to power the gen set. And Mimi from Poco Assistant, and I completely agree. I don't think it's a matter of telling them they need to get alternative sources of power. Of course, that goes without saying, right? But we need to ensure that the plants are working. We need to ensure that the hospitals don't experience that kind of thing. And earlier, Bernard made the point, and the other day we were talking about it. How ring-fenced are these essential installations? So hospitals, power plants themselves, Ghana, I mean, Water.
Several of them owe ECG so much money.
The point is that how ring-fenced are they from the power crisis we are in? Whether the authorities will accept it or deny it, we are in a power crisis. But in doing so, we must juggle several things at the same time. We must ensure that the hospitals are always functioning. That is one. And two, they must have proper backup services to give them power, because the 10-20 seconds that the power goes off are 10-20 seconds that somebody can die.
Thank you.
Very easily.
Thank you.
So I don't think the issue is about this and that. I think the ministry should be very concerned that the hospitals are struggling to keep the power going and are struggling to ensure that lives are not lost during very sensitive procedures. So I feel that is where the energy should be directed at.
Yeah.
Not the fact that somebody is trying to create an erroneous impression.
At all.
Our colleague Fred Ho interviewed people at Kolebu, and the people have said it on record that their processes or the procedures did not happen. The hospital admits that it was experiencing a period
for
of low
quarter to an hour
45
nothing
minutes
was
experiencing
happening.
low voltage in an hospital. It's a major headache. So I think what the health minister should do, and he mentioned the audit, I feel that audit needs to be done very quickly. Let us see who has enough generation power or enough backup power. The people or the entities which don't have, you supply them. Make sure these plants are working well so that when I go to the hospital and I'm on that surgery table, the power doesn't go out and then I die. Nobody wants to go out that way. Nobody deserves to go out that way. So I feel that the health ministry will have to look and do that audit and do it well and do it quick enough, because we are in a crisis. This is not the time to prepare for anything. Get Charlie, those plants working.
Charlie.
We are in an energy crisis, whether we will believe it or not. Let's move on.
This doesn't speak well of the government. It reflects very poorly on this government. I'm just wrapping up my thoughts on this one. It's a poor reflection. Dr. Okuboy tells us that he just had his letter some 5 days ago. And I get that he comes to the conversation with a lot of firefighting and that kind of thing. The situation is that the power outage has been with us for months. People are sleeping outside. Their mosquitoes are biting them. I learned of malaria plus yesterday. That's really killing people. You understand? And if in terms of normal households, our businesses, and everything we do, education, you are not able to provide an alternative supply.
The hospitals should not
be part of that. And that's all we are saying. That's all we are saying. A government that cares should first of all even communicate to us when our lights will be off so we can plan our lives. One, the government has failed to do that. So they don't care. It comes to our hospitals, our tertiary institutions. This is Kolebu. So what becomes of Rara? What becomes of Tokurano? So we need to actually, when we are demanding for answers, we are demanding alternative. Don't come firefighting and trying to address something. People are trying to make the government unpopular. It is the lives of we, the citizens, that are at risk. Those of us who voted you into power, those of us whose taxes are taking care of you, those of us who do not have the means to travel abroad to get healthcare, we are the ones demanding for answers. It's not some anything.
Finally, K from Accra says, the health minister has diagnosed our complaints as emotional, whilst we can't diagnose his reaction as irrational. When people are voted into power, are they to listen and fix the problem or come out and defend the indefensible? Till you lose a loved one because of doom, so keep quiet and fix the problem. Dr. Okuboy, we deserve better from you.
97.3 CDFM. We'll be right back after this short break.
This is the City Breakfast Show. The city's biggest conversation. The City Breakfast Show. Rise above the noise.
Mama meme, ah, ah. Mama meme, mama me. Mano jilo, mano jiboko boko nana mai. Mano jilo, mano jiboko boko nana mai. Oh, mano jio, mano jiboko boko nana mai. Mano ji, mano ji, mano jio.
It's 9:32. While we still talk about this power outage and its impact on our healthcare system, we'll talk about a very important conversation. We'll talk about where to lay your head, roof over your head. After a long day, you're looking for a decent housing because it reduces your risks to falling sick and going to a place where there is no power, you see. So we have friends coming from Lakeside Estates. Lakeside Estates, they are the leading private real estate company with over 25 years of experience in Ghana. And they are three-time winner of CIMG Real Estate Company of the Year, specializing in quality housing. I have with me Surveyor Isaac Intiamwa, Marketing Manager at Lakeside. Daniel Deku is Marketing Executive, Lakeside Estate. So let's welcome the gentlemen into the studio. Good morning, Isaac and Daniel. What's up?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Gentlemen,
good morning.
Welcome to the studio.
Thank you.
You've
much.
Come at a time that I am hot. So
I see that you are on fire.
But me also be saying here dying, you know.
Yeah, true.
We have housing issues. Also, that one too is giving us headache. So when you combine the two, then you bore. You never. But tell us about the Lakeside Hills development.
All right. Thank you very much, Caleb. Greetings to your cherished listeners and then greetings to my directors of Lakeside. Lakeside, we all know, has been existing in the country for the past 25 years, specializing in providing housing quality for our Ghanaian community, the citizens and those in the diaspora. And we pride ourselves to be the overall real estate company of the year, which was just awarded by the Ghana Real Estate Developers Association last year. And then three times winner of CIMG as well. So in fact, our track record is proven by itself for what we do. And Lakeside Hills Development is our current development that we have established at Lakeside Hills. We call it the Lakeside Hills because it oversees the overview of Ebree Mountains, where we're building serene environments, raw plan layout community, building a number of houses and homes from two bedrooms, three bedrooms, and four bedrooms. And if you are looking for a very comfortable accommodations that you want to lay your head with you and your family, it's Lakeside Hills that we call
Let me put you on the spot and ask you a question. One of my pet peeves with real estate people, of course, I love it when I see good stuff, decent stuff, quality, stylish and everything, but my challenge is that in doing these, many of you don't take the environment into account. You clear the trees, by the time you're done, all the greens become concrete.
I'm very happy you're asking this question.
Are you sure? Because it's something I have against you people.
Very, very, very happy you're asking this question. So one of the things we factored into our development is environmentally green.
Okay.
If you look at even our mission, that we build an environmentally friendly community that is very sustainable.
Okay.
And we have deployed one of the things that makes the environmentally green. And we are just about entering into May.
Yes.
Every third Saturday of May, we plant trees. It's declared as a tree growing day in Lakeside Estate, where each home is being taxed to plant one tree. We provide the seedlings, we plant the trees, and when you come to our environment, we have the green parks, we have the trees, we have the many other shade trees that provide that environmentally friendly sound environment that you could call your home. So you come to the community, the breeze, the lifestyle aspect.
It's different. Because you know, now they are putting the power off, so air is not entering the room.
I tell you.
So if you fell, the tree straw is a different Wahala cry.
So it's one of the things we cannot take away from our development.
I like it. Yeah. I like it. I'll come check you out. But Daniel, so is there opportunity for home acquisition? Because the picture he's painting for me, I really like that green ambience he's painted in my mind. I know you have some 2-bedroom, 3-bedroom, 4-bedroom houses and all of that. So do you have space? Is there opportunity for home acquisition?
Yeah, so when it comes to home acquisition, there's an opportunity for everybody, whether you're Ghanaian, you're not even a Ghanaian, you live in the country, or you're even outside the country, there's an opportunity for everybody.
Okay.
So what we are doing is that this time around, we are giving everybody the opportunity to come and then buy from us.
Okay.
Yes. So you can actually buy from us at a very comfortable, what do you call it, payment plan.
Okay.
Yes.
So you have payment plans.
Payment plans, very good payment plans. We sit down, we talk about very good payment plans that you can relax and then take your time and then buy the house. So
okay.
Yeah, so for opportunities, we are open to everybody.
Okay.
Yes. So
what do I need to do to own a Lakeside Hills home? What do I need to do?
All right. Lakeside Hills Homes, like my colleague said, is open to the Ghanaian communities and everybody. And what we're doing this time around is that you just need to give us a phone call, come to the site, do a viewing. And the most interesting part why we are here today is that we running a Mother's Day promotion.
Oh.
We are entering into the month of appreciating the mothers.
This Mother's Day.
And you know, we love mothers. And mothers are always there for us. They are the reasons why we are where we are.
Hey,
and a time
you are a father. You there, continue.
Mothers are also there.
You.
Yeah.
You there, continue.
The time has come for us to appreciate mothers.
It's important.
Many of the times we hear clients giving us a call. I want to purchase a home for my mom.
Oh,
I want to purchase a home.
I love that.
That my mom could have a very comfortable, decent accommodation to live in without any hassle.
Okay.
And this time around, between now to the month of July, we are giving up to 10% discount on every home purchase, which is approximately maximum about 3,000 cash back for every home purchase. And
300,000
CDs.
Because 3,000 that means that I can also buy some.
It's actually 300,000.
300,000 Ghana cedis. Okay, that gives you a rough idea of the full thing.
Yes, that's 10% discount on every home you purchase.
Governor, so, are you listening?
If you are looking to buy a home, secure home acquisition this period, especially Mother's Day promotion, now this is the time.
I really like it. I really like it. So why should I come to Lakeside Estate and not the other one that is also on my mind? If someone is asking, like, what's special about Lakeside Estate?
The unique thing about Lakeside, the track record. We are dealing with an organization that have been in existence for 25 years.
Mm.
Number two, space.
Okay.
In fact, if you are to compare 1 out of 10 real estate companies in Ghana who build houses with space, number one is Lakeside Estate.
Oh, okay, so there's enough space.
There is enough space to be able to, I mean.
You enter the place like some chalk box.
Some houses that you can even.
By the time you stretch your leg is outside the room.
This person's house.
You can't run around the house.
So we give you that space to be able to have the comfort to let your kids play around.
Mm.
When it comes to location, we are about 30 minutes from the airport, and we are in the center of Adenta municipality.
Okay.
And when it comes to security, the serenity of the environment, the community, we are not just building a house, you are buying into a community that your kids can go out, they can be able to play around.
Nice.
You want to do the walk, you'll be able to do jogging, exercise. And then one key thing that I would want to add on: the only real estate company in Ghana that has a recreational facility with a 12-acre lake.
Wow.
Only in Ghana is Lakeside. And
I like it.
I would want you to tell our audience that if they want to buy a home, if they want to secure a home, no any other real estate company than Lakeside.
Is the lake view part of the charges anyway? That's just your final words to our listeners before we go.
Yeah, so before we go, I would want to put across, we are having an open house.
Okay, event. When is this?
So this coming weekend,
okay,
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Right.
That's the 3rd, 4th, and 5th
nice.
Of this month. Yes. So we are having an open house event at Lakeside Hills.
Okay.
And then we are cordially inviting everybody
certainly.
To come and then
certainly.
Including your good self.
Oh, I'll be there.
You should be there.
You will see me because landlord issue is not easy.
Yeah. So just come and then have a very good view of Lakeside Hills.
I will.
Yes. You know, it's actually up on the hill. They say hills, but you go and then it's a valley. But when we talk about Lakeside Hills, we are actually...
It's a proper hill. Yes. It's a correct one.
It's a correct hill.
I'm coming to the hill.
You should come and experience
it. A city on the hill cannot be hidden.
Trust me.
I love it.
You will love it.
Lakeside Estate. Surveyor Isaac Ntiamua. Daniel Deku. Marketing Executive and Marketing Manager. No, you're a big man.
Oh.
Thanks for passing through the studio.
But before we go,
yes.
I just want us to leave our numbers because
please do.
It is very important
kindly.
For the audience to hear us. Our office location, we have the head office at the Silver Star Tower on the 7th floor.
Okay.
And then we have a sales and marketing office at the site where the houses are being built.
Mm-hmm.
And you can reach us on our social media handles, Facebook, Instagram, at Lakeside Estate.
Okay.
And then you can also check our website, www.lakesideestate.com. And mm-hmm. you can reach out to any of the sales executive on 020-477-5040.
Right.
That's Hakim. And then you can reach out to Pearl on 020-477-5042, and then you can also call the head office on 020-477-5041.
I will call the Hakim and number. The ladies usually they will talk nice before you know you've paid more than you
more
know.
Than
yeah, they have a way of selling, taking
for
more money from you.
Lakeside sales executive, they will treat you well and they will make sure you get a good deal.
Isaac Ntiamua, thank you for coming.
Thank you
Daniel Deku, it was a pleasure having you. Lakeside
you
Estate, well. Have a good one. Yata manojilo manoji boko boko na la mai ee manojilo manoji boko boko na la mai oh manoji o manoji boko boko na la mai manoji 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 o manoji boko boko na la mai enu kenito amene materoratio ano sesende Te wodo alo E do che America ricala vuole chi che a me mi si te wodo alo Stone Boy, Angelique Kidjo, Mano G. You need to be on that journey. Part of that includes sleep and waking up. Otherwise, you break down. So after a sound sleep, as the day breaks into a busy morning, you need something to get you going. Introducing the new morning break biscuit from NutriSnack, the morning biscuit that is a great combination of wholeness and taste. Indulge in your unique, in our unique blends of oat fiber grains with a crispy bite and oh, so tasty flavor. Carefully crafted to invigorate your mornings. It's unbelievably affordable. Can you believe it's 1 Ghana cedi? Oh, yeah. So have a great start to your mornings with a new morning break biscuit from NutriSnack. This advert is FDA approved. Now, let me take you to the Achimota Retail Mall. You know, tomorrow is a holiday. The kids will be home. They will be grumpy. They will be all over the place. Take them to Achimota Mall. If you go there, some amazing things happen. And I'll tell you some, because I have Rita Safua in the studio. She's from Compu Ghana, and Starlight is here with Ni Amokwe. Did I get that right?
Yes, sir.
Oh, super. Ni Amokwe is from Starlight, And the two of them are in a studio to tell us more about the variety of stuff that you can get for yourself and your family when you pass through Achimota Mall with their grocery stores, restaurants, fashion outlets, recreational facilities, furniture stores, and so much more for you. But Safua and Nikwe, thank you for coming to our studio. Tell us what you offer your clients at Achimota Mall. Compu Ghana, the name tells it all, right?
Yeah.
But of course, there is a lot more to it.
Yeah.
So tell us.
Okay, so Compu Ghana is a retail company.
Okay.
In Ghana that supplies or sells computer-related products.
Okay.
So computers and then electronics, mobile phones, anything you can think of when it comes to IT, okay. Laptop, desktop,
all electronic printers, gadgets,
like everything,
mm-hmm.
mobile phones, all the brands you can think of in wow. Ghana, Samsung, Techno, Infinix, MI, Huawei, like all those stuff. And
like
then
it.
We do electronics also, like everything you can think of in the home, like televisions, air conditions, gas cookers, home theaters, like microwaves, kitchen set, everything you can
this
think
one
of.
Is Compu Ghana Pro Max.
Yes,
because you have everything.
Everything.
So
and like you know, aside the IT stuff and all that, we have the other side of Compu Ghana also that takes care of the security of your home. So we have that
CCTV
part we call, yes, smart security, Compu Ghana Smart Security.
Wow.
So we do full automation of the home,
wow.
from the gate to your
curtains.
So that
curtains, when I'm home, I can, when I'm at work, I can be
yes.
checking on my phone to see what's
everything.
Going on back
you can
home.
Put your light off, you can put your AC off wherever you are.
Wow.
You can open your gate, your door, your even your curtains.
Nice.
Everything is automated.
When the light is off?
Yeah. Oh, you can. you can when you have external power supporting you, yeah, you get it.
Lee, tell me about Starlight.
Starlight is also all about home and office. We sell laptops, desktop, TVs, everything you need for your home and office. Starlight has you covered.
I see. So yes, what makes you competitive?
We have good prices, we have quality products, and our products are way variety than other competitors.
So where can you be found? I know I've said Achimota Mall, but help those who are just coming to Accra and hearing us for the first time and they say, oh, they want to see the face of the lady Caleb spoke to, Rita, and then hear the voice of Nia again and see what they offer and interact with them directly.
When you come to the Achimota Mall, either entrance you take, we are shop 70,
okay,
right opposite Hisense, and actually, if you do come there, you get to meet me.
You'll be there?
Yes, sir.
Fantastic.
And you get to hear my beautiful voice.
Excellent. We want to hear it and we want to see Rita. So, Rita, shop number what?
Okay, so when you get into Achimota,
mm-hmm.
The first entrance into the mall, right opposite Stand Chat, we are there. You see us. In fact, the moment you enter, you park
I'll
your
see
car.
You.
Yes, no, you see Compu Ghana.
Okay. That's
we have a very nice and beautiful display. So, in fact, you cannot miss us.
But where is Achimota Mall? None of you has told me. You assume I will know.
Achimota Mall is just after Mile 7 roundabout.
Okay.
Right after Old PSFM. Just make your way and on your right,
mm-hmm.
Achimota Retail Center will be there.
Right there.
Yeah.
Right there. Easy to find.
With a
beautiful
some,
parking space
yeah.
for
everybody.
Are you running any discounts, any promotions? Do you have toys I can buy for my nephews and nieces? Tell me something. Are you running any promotions?
For now, we are not running a promo. But usually our promos are on major occasions like Christmas,
Mother's
Easter,
Day.
Mother's Day.
It's this month.
We are actually planning on a promotion for our customers. And our promotion usually ranges between 5% to 15%, depending on the item you are getting.
Okay.
And like I said, we have from everything from home to office.
That's nice.
And consumables for printers, everything you need for your home and office.
I like it.
Have that.
I like it. Any discounts, any sales promotions, anything
yes.
like that?
I have a big surprise.
Oh, tell
and
me
I'm
about
so
it.
Happy that I'm
tell,
here today.
Tell me about it.
Yes. So we have this big campaign happening tomorrow.
Okay.
Yes, Workers' Day. You know, we thought of workers and we realized that we worked too hard.
Mm.
So on Workers' Day, that is tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
1st May,
mm-hmm.
we want to appreciate workers, like give them something.
Tell
so we
me
say,
that
okay.
Oh, you're wasting my appetite. Wetcher.
Yes, I want to Wetcher.
Tell me the thing now.
Because it's that huge. We are giving up to 60% discount tomorrow.
You are kidding.
It's crazy, right?
You are kidding.
Oh, I'm not kidding.
Only at Achimota Mall or everywhere else?
No. So the good thing is we are not limiting it to Achimota Mall.
Okay.
But we are kind of limiting it to 5 branches only.
Okay.
Even though we have about 14 branches across Ghana.
Tell me about it. And this is only for tomorrow?
Only for tomorrow. It's one day. It's up to 60% discount. Hey. Like, it's big. Like, it's a lot. So it's only tomorrow, 24 hours.
5 branches.
So the 5 branches, Achimota Mall is number one.
Achimota Mall.
We have West Hills Mall.
West Hills
Mall. We have Spinters Branch. We have Airport West Branch.
Okay.
And we have Junction Mall.
Junction Mall.
So usually we don't, Compu Ghana doesn't open non-mall branches on holidays. It's only mall branches. But because of this promo, Airport West and Spinters is going to be fully open the whole day tomorrow to serve you, like, and it's just 24 hours. So, like, you can't mix it.
This is good.
You can't miss it. It's very good.
This is
You should see the offers. You should see the prices. Like, oh, my God.
No, I don't like what you're doing to my mind. It's going to affect my pocket. I'm going to have to spend. But thank you. Thank you, Rita. Thank you, Nee. But give us your final word. Why should we come to Starlight to shop?
After sales service, we are always and available, ready to help.
Okay.
Although we have a very good product, if you have a problem, I'm always available. We are available every day from Monday to Sunday.
Monday to Sunday?
Yes, sir. To help.
After sales service?
After sales service.
So if my nephew, they pull the TV and fall down, I'll call you.
Just give us a call.
And you will come.
And we will be there.
Anyone of you does delivery? Any?
Delivery? We do delivery. Okay.
Yes, we also do delivery.
Oh, that's sweet. That's
so
fantastic.
Even delivery within Accra and Tema is free.
Free.
Outside Accra, you pay just a little, but we deliver nationwide.
Hmm.
Yes.
Sounds good.
But tomorrow, we want you to come to the showroom. So for tomorrow, we will not do the deliveries tomorrow. You know, you get it.
Okay.
We want you to come and shop.
The good thing is today is 30th.
Yes.
So payday has come.
Yes.
So
you
the
see?
Money day.
Yeah, the money
so
day.
So people for pass by.
Yeah.
They must spend, you know.
Yeah, just come and spend. Just a little. I mean, the discounts are good.
I like it. 60%, 40% discount.
Yeah,
that's a good deal.
Yeah.
Thank you for passing through, Rachel Safua.
Yeah.
And thank you to Nee Amokwe. For passing through. Rita is from Compu Ghana and Nee is from Starlight. And so there are any numbers we can call for
either of you,
please
of
share
course.
Them with us.
So for Compu Ghana, you can reach us on 0302752020. 0302752020. You can also send us WhatsApp and then we have a very big call center to respond to you on 0243-143-143. See,
I like it.
It's that easy. 0243-143-143.
Have you thought Sunday school before? Please,
no.
And for Starlight, you can reach us on 0248-829-000. 0248-829-000.
Well, there's a message here. Starlight and Nee are super. Nee is an excellent salesman. And there's another Nee at Compu Ghana Achimota, excellent service. This is coming from a very big man. So, guys, excellent services.
Thank you. We appreciate that. Thank you very much.
All right, so thank you, lady gentlemen, for passing through. It's happening. This song is called Spending. Go and spend tomorrow.
I believe in love, but I also believe
money for the one I love. I believe in love, but I also believe in spending plenty money for the one I love. Anything for the one I love. Oh, 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 Eva, you don't need to worry, cause I am a cheerful giver. A cheerful giver. I believe in love, but I also believe in spending plenty money for the one I love. I believe in love, but I also believe in spending plenty money for the one I love. Anything for the one I love.
Johnny Drill, he believes in love. I do too. He believes in spending plenty money. Plenty money on the ones he loves. Tomorrow is a holiday. Bring the people you love to the family consecration service that's happening at the Oil Dome. 6-hour non-stop prayer. My goodness. The month of May is family month for us. You know, guys, to work, you could get a lot done the daily. Dubai, Dubai, go by, everything nice, no lies. Your wish, now my command, you champagne, Dubai, Dubai. So come, let's pray together. When we are done praying, spend time with your loved ones, you know. If you go back home, there will not be lights. So go to the playground, take the kids out, go and have fun, explore Ghana, and enjoy the goodness here. And the ECG conversation, we will always continue. And the power situation in the healthcare facilities, no. We are not settling for any, no. We want proper solutions for that. Give us timetable. And while you give us the timetable, solve the energy crisis now. Top of the hour already. I love this song. It's a good way to end the show. The City Breakfast Show, your number one show on the morning, on your radio. Song in the background, Johnny Drill, Cause It Spending. My name is Caleb Kuda. Early on, you heard Bernardino Koku Avle, Nathan Obodaikwa. Happy Oko was in the studio with Framer as well. Talk about the family months. And told you about the big family consecration service happening at the Oil Dome tomorrow from 6 a.m. to 12 p.m. Duel to be there. Fred Tete Jabano. Oh, what an excellent man. He was the producer for today's show. Godfred Abeku Odum, the richest man. He's the man behind the songs and the sound. Technical production. Thank you so much. Edwin Kwao Kofi and Jude Duncan, they are the men streaming the show on Facebook and YouTube, so you can always get to watch them again. In the meantime, though,